It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talk it like we live it. Walk it like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on a regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. To promo the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, streets what it is. Welcome, welcome to Air It Out Radio, y'all. I am that chick fire, the brown skin heifer, in case y'all do not know. That's after they call me some dog. But anyway, we on Monday, 10 to 1. We network, promote, play tracks, talk shit, all that stuff right here. What's going on, everybody? Shout out to my sponsors, Bam Jewels, Villa, Sweet Tooth Pastry, Fridays, TGIF Fridays, I'm sorry, on City Line Avenue, 4000 City Line Avenue, and shout out to Metro as well. Listen, I got to apologize, major apology to Young Jeezy for our whole topic for last week, okay? Now, I'm going to take full responsibility for this because of the simple fact I did not get a chance to double check on this information that was given to me. So I'm going to take full responsibility for this, you know, the misinformation. So I'm going to apologize to him and all his fans and all that good stuff, all right, from last week. And so we're going to move on. And that's what it is. All right, so check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Facebook, Twitter me, Instagram me, Air It Out Radio, and also you can go to Fire Chick as well and Instagram me. That's F-I-Y-A Chick with a K at the end. All right, and if y'all want to send any tracks, y'all can send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. Make sure your stuff is titled too, all right? So I won't be having no problems with anybody's stuff, all right? So make sure your stuff is titled, artist name and the track name. Very simple, all right? And, I stopped downloading at 5 on Saturday night for those that do not know. So Saturday at 5, if your track is not in there by that time, then, yeah, it's pretty much ain't a go. You know, sometimes I have time, but, you know, just always put it in your mind Saturdays at 5 o'clock, right? Because this is too much aggravation trying to squeeze it in at the day of the show, and sometimes blog be acting funky. So, you know, it's better to just tell y'all a deadline, all right? So Saturdays at 5, y'all can send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Do not forget the ITS, all right? It's very important or it will not go through. And you usually get an email back from me. So I'm trying to get back up to my emails and get back on that, all right? So listen, anybody's that wants to go over their file that's in the player or whatever, please go over that with me a couple days before the show, not the day of. It's too aggravating, all right? A lot going on Monday, so it's better to do it, you know, a couple of days before, and I'll be happy to go over with you and tell you everything that's in your track, in your player, all right? So, you're on the line, ladies and gentlemen, especially the newbies that are tuning in. Make sure you're pressing 1 if you want to talk, and if you're on the net and you're tuning in and you want to hit the lines up, it's 347-677-1163. Again, make sure you're pressing 1. If not, you want to just sit back and listen to the show, that's cool, too. Whatever you need to do. Listen, I go behind the scenes, all right, when sometimes the tracks is playing. Make sure y'all be alert. When I come to y'all, I really need to, you know, get your info in there and see who's up next, yada, yada, yada. So try to be a little bit alert, all right? Let me see. Let me run down my little air it out news. All right, shout out to everybody that came out to the EOWF event last Friday. You know, it was that's the Extreme Oil Wrestling Federation. Shout out to Work and the whole RBI situation and Trizzy and all them, the Vixen Games and, you know, Murder, She Wrote and all that good stuff. So shout out to them. The event was successful, you know, even though it was snowing and all that stuff. So shout out to everybody that came through about Beats, Nonfiction and Blood Money, and it was a couple other people. Shout out to him. You know, he did his thing. Oh, my God. He was so damn hype. So shout out to him. And, you know, he did his thing. All right. So anyway, I'm still looking for a theme song, 500 cash to the best one for Air It Out Radio. All right. If y'all don't know, y'all need to check my Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. All right. 500 cats to the best theme song. It has to be catchy. It has to be original. Beat and lyrics and all that good stuff. Meaning that you cannot pick something from off your mixtape and make it into my theme song. Yeah, I'll smack to you if you think that's going down. Alright, so anyway, also it needs to include Air It Out Radio Fire, the website, and the time and date. It's Monday, 10-1. And it has to be 3 minutes or less. So, you know what I mean? 500 for the cash. Deadline is February the 28th. I put it back. I pushed it back a little bit more because I felt like, you know, I really didn't give it a good potential, you know, to really push it hard enough. So, you know what I mean? I wanted to push it strong this time around. So, February the 28th is the deadline, all right? That's it. So, if you ain't have time to do it, I don't want to hear nothing, all right? It is what it is. Shout out to everybody that did submit some stuff. There was some good things in there, so I can't wait. We'll pick the winner, and shout out to E-Burners. He is the person that is in the beginning of the show, so, you know what I mean? He actually did his thing. So, also, the Air It Out Tour, Air It Out Radio Tour, is April the 20th, for those that do not know and have not been paying any type of attention to Air It Out Radio. All right, April the 20th, 500 cash prize to the best performer, all right? It's going to be at the Cheltenham Mall from 5 to 8:30. $10 to sign up. You sign up there, all right? And make sure you have a CD and make sure it's titled MP3. DJ Wait a Minute will be in the building, all right? And also, you know, Scribbles, of course, and the Air It Outers, huh? You don't get no better than that. Check the website out on YouTube, actually, Air It Out Radio, if y'all want to see what the whole tour thing is all about. Shout out to Rooks. He'll probably be in the building. I'm going to see if I can get Manny to come through, Manny Mill, and, you know, slide through with his photography and video and whatever. You know what I mean? And whoever else I can scratch up for their event. Shout out to all the Air It Outers that ever performed at any of the Air It Out tours. And also the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour. The next one would be at June 52nd and Market. So, make sure y'all pay attention to that. I'm not really going hard with the promo on that one because that's going to be after the fact. So right now we're really focusing on the April 20th, all right? And that's going to be at the Cheltenham Mall. So make sure y'all have y'all asses there. There's going to be some other stuff there. And this is not a long event. So it's only a couple hours. So it is what it is. You know my lines get crazy packed. So y'all really want to get in there early and get through and, you know, come through and whatnot. So, all right. So shout out to everybody that's on the line so far. Listen, for those that do not know the show, I'm going to tell you again. Last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. All right? If you need to hit the lines up, it's 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk. Tonight, I'm going to talk about this, and I know y'all probably, I don't know, some of y'all might feel a little bashful about the situation, but I'm going to go shoot for it anyway. All right, now I know probably some of y'all don't watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but they had this little topic going on about the stallion versus the donkey. All right, the stallion versus the donkey ass. So I don't know if you guys know anything about the stallion ass. It's kind of more sturdy and strong and, you know, structured. And, you know, the donkey ass is more so like wide and big and all over the place. So my question to you is, which ass would you rather prefer to have, the stallion ass or the donkey ass? All right, since a lot of my callers are guys, I'm sure that this would be really easy for you to answer. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up and see what's popping and go down the line. Shout out to everybody that's on there. Y'all want to hit me up on Twitter, it's Air It Out Radio, and y'all can always comment or whatever there. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio, Instagram, and also Fire Chick Instagram as well. I'm going to hit the lines up. I'm going to go to 6165,
Air It
Out Radio, what's good?
Hold
on.
Yeah, it's A-Spitter, you know.
A-Spitter, whoa, 2 weeks in a row. Woo! I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, you know, it's a new year, I'm on my shit this year. Like, you know, we talked about it last week, you know what I'm saying, I was making music and all that, but, you know, I'm out here a little bit more. You know, I want my hands in everything now.
You on your hands and everything. All right, now, so you a guy and everything, and I know you look at the booties and whatnot. So what's your opinion? What do you think? Stallion ass, stallion booty, or the donkey booty?
All right, well, the word stallion, you know, that'll let you know, like, that's just the better language, you know what I mean? Stallion, like, you know, I could break that down, like, the stallion pipe. You know, that would be more like the pretty girl with the big butt, nice round butt. Then you got, like, you know, the donkey is, some girls got big butts, but, you know, ankles and, you know, like, sheep deformed. Like, the stallion, that's, like, more sheep, you know, like, strictly there, no wrinkles, like a perfect young.
No wrinkles?
Like, yeah, nah, no wrinkles. Like, you know, like a firm joint, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. It's
different, you know what I mean? Like, some girls do got big butts, but they got, like, wrinkles all in them, you know what I mean? It'd be all weird, looking like retarded, you know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I would break that down, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, a picture beauty, you know what I mean? That just, the stallion is just round, perfect, like, you can see it defined perfectly, round from the side, like, all that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. So which one you prefer?
Oh, the stallion all day long.
The stallion? Okay. All right. You won't be surprised how many guys see the donkeys tonight. Even though they like that stallion, like, you know, jiggling around. They like that shit.
You know, you're right.
It is what it is.
Cause I can't just like a butt, period. Like, I seen the post on the other day on Facebook, like, you know what I mean? A butt can make a girl look good. Like, that would be the donkey right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So you're right, a lot of cats probably will pick the donkey. Like, cause they just look at a butt, you know what I'm saying? And if it's big, it's big, you know what I'm saying? They don't really care too much about, you know what I mean? Like, as far as the aspect of it, you know what I'm saying? It's just a big butt, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, okay. All right, so what's going on with
A-Spit? Man, well, we just did an interview with my man Nemesis from Caskey Crew. He was at the studio at Machete Joint, HKHQ, shout out to them. Me, Fatso, Dollar Rise, Kaz, Machete, you know. Getting it ready for that. We about 40% done on this Murderville mixtape. So we was working on that, did a little interview. You can check that out on Facebook. And, you know, that's it, man. Just working on that. That's like the main focus right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shout out to, you know, the whole team and whatnot. Okay. So did you get your website popping yet? Did you get a website yet? Because I haven't never heard you say,
you know,
website
yet. I'm glad you asked me that. Well, you know, I was telling you last week, you know, what I've been doing, you know what I'm saying? And, like, actually, that I was finding out that that's actually an important part. Like, I had one up. I had two of them, matter of fact, over time, like, throughout, since, like, 2009 and now. In that period, I put up, like, two websites. But, like, it'd be, like, with so much going on, I don't ever maintain them, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it ended up closing down eventually because, like, I put it up. I spend the time putting it together, might maintain it for like the first 2 weeks, maybe the first month. And then, you know what I'm saying? After that, like, it'd be like, man, you try, when you're doing so much, it just be hard to like get on everything. It's like, you kind of need somebody to maintain it. But I'm actually getting ready to build another one real, real soon. So that's important. Every artist, I don't know, everybody listening, though, every artist should have a website. Like, that's a must. If you can go online, research that. Like, that's definitely a must for artists.
Right. Okay. Alright, so you got anything you wanna say? You got anything you wanna, like, air out? You wanna spit?
You know, they was talking about, I don't know if everybody know, but they was talking about the little girl getting kidnapped from school. And, like,
oh,
that's
wow.
My neighborhood they talking about. Like, the law was on my block earlier, like, the news and everything. Like, they think the person might be from around my area. Like, I live in Cobb Creek, so, like, that's the big situation everybody seen on the news. That's actually down right in my neighborhood. Like, my homies, like, we all go, like, Brian is right there. That's, like, the neighborhood school for everybody. So, that's right up the street from my crib.
That's
so
crazy.
Like,
now, these people
saying?
Ain't
like,
got nothing better to do besides buy the little kids, you know? It's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's the big thing on the news right now, and that's actually from around my hood, but I don't know if anybody know about that, but yeah. But, man, just, I'm ready to network. Whoever want to network with me, get at me. I'm out here in any and everything. So, and it's Murderville. That's all I'm saying.
Murderville.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that's it, y'all. So, I mean, I know I put your track in this week, so you're good. You should be here this week. I know last week we was looking for a track of yours. The boy.
Yeah, you got that green light now.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, what green light?
Oh.
I don't think you sent no green light in. I'm a boss or something. Wait a minute. I got that one in or something like that. Hold on.
That's the one Machete sent you.
That's the one Machete sent me. Okay, that's the one I have.
That's the only one you still got.
Yeah. I must say, which one did you say you sent in last week?
It might have been me. I might have not put the itch part in. But, you know what I mean? I'll fix this.
Give it me after the show, and then, you know, like tomorrow or something. Can I give him a little 16
real quick?
That's what I just asked you. I said, do you want to sit? Now I done got past it. I'm about to put the track on. What is you doing?
I said from day one, I've been hustling, earning my keeps. Pops gone, my brother booked, so I turned to the streets. We smoking, chasing money till I'm eternally sleep. True story, this my life. Every word on the beat, have a seat. I show you niggas how I get it for cheap. Hit the block hand in hand every day of the week. Shit, I'm all about the cash route. Back to my stash box. I see a lot of half-ass hustlers. Gotta laugh out the jealous-ass niggas. The niggas that ain't getting it. The hating-ass niggas. Same ones that be tempting me from sun up to sundown. Westfield to uptown, you come round, my gun round, catch one round, you done clown. Roll with the hotlines, chicks look, I got dimes. You better get yours, motherfucker, cause I got mine. And motherfuck the punchlines, it's Ace kicking hot rhymes. It's True Boss Empire, this here genuine.
Okay. Ace Spitz. Alright, give me your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff.
Catch me on Facebook, Ace Spitz, A-T-E. SPRTZ. I'm everything from A to Z. Twitter, same thing. ACESPRTZ. Reverb Nation, same thing. AC T-S-P-I-T-Z. You can just Google me, man. Like, I got a lot of stuff popping up. So you can Google me. I got at least two pages right now I seen up top. So, you know what I'm saying? You definitely find something on me. You'll find pictures, videos, all that. Like, I'll definitely be grinding. Oh, yeah, I'm going to drop this, too, before I go. Like, summertime, me and Frills, we got, we linking up. We got a mixtape dropping for the summer. So I'm going to definitely drop three projects. I can tell you right now, it's going to be Murderville with Dollar Rise. Shout out to him. Y'all can check him out, too. Dollar Rise, he on Twitter. He on Facebook, too. We got our Murderville page. And then my other joint, my solo joint, that's going to be more like an album, but... You know what I'm saying? It's a lot more technical. A lot of cats call their joints albums and don't go through the proper process for an album. But you got to be on SoundScan, et cetera, et cetera. But we ain't going to go there. But anyway, I'm dropping like a little street album. It's going to be called Fearless. That's still coming out. That's going to be like that everyday struggle music. And then I got the joint with Frills. That's, you know what I mean? That's going to be jamming for the summertime. Hot DJ, you know, summertime is hot. That stuff you could play in your will. You know what I mean? So,
That's what's up. All right, now, I only got this one track in here for some reason, but that's what we're going to have to roll with. You're going to have to hit me up tomorrow so we can get all your stuff, or send me all your stuff that you want me to have so I can put it in there, and then we can get that situation.
Yeah, because I got to get you that green light, because I got the remix on my on the Murderville. And I'm going to put that out there now. Like, I got everybody from Philly on there. Like, every section of Philly gets covered on there. I got at least 13 to 15 people on this remix. Like, Meek on there. I got Rich White. I got Dollar Rise.
Okay.
I got my man Fatso, Machete, Kaz. Man, the list go on. I could be naming and naming, but I got, like, a lot of people. Like, before I go, I'm going to just say this. We in the studio. I'm the boy that's cool with all the rappers. I know everybody in Philly. I'm the boy that's saying, yo, what Philly ain't doing, we unify. And I'm getting cats in the studio now. Like, the other day was a prime example. I got a couple cats in the studio. We had a cypher.
Okay.
You
like, come on.
I'm putting all the egos to the side. I'm going to show Philly we can really unify. I'm going to put cats that all on the same track that might know each other and just don't be in the same room. And everybody focus on doing them. So, I'm going to be the bull, like, and that's what I've been doing.
So we're going to get into this track right now. I'm a true boss,
why be entertainment, fuck with what you bang with, that's the slogan.
All right, there it is.
Yeah.
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fire.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah. The brown skin beauty, baby.
Fire.
Fire!
But my competition calls me
bitch.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure you're pressing one if you want to talk. If not, you want to chill, listen to the show, that's cool as well. Tonight's topic is, all right, donkey or stallion, all right? This is interesting. I really want to know how y'all guys feel. We need to get some ladies to call up, too, you know what I mean? Because this is not about just y'all. You know, me, myself, I'd rather have the stallion situation, too. You know what I mean? Like, all the cellulite is, it's not a cute thing. You know what I mean? I guess if you in a bedroom, maybe you want to see it, you know, swing back and forth and, you know, all that good stuff. But, you know, when you in a nice pair of jeans or some tights, the donkey is kind of nasty with the whole, you know, situation going on. Squat, bitches. Squat. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. All right, so anyway, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Also, do not forget, April the 20th, you know, I'm giving away $500 at the Air It Out Radio tour, okay? And that's April the 20th. It's from 5 to 8:30. It's $10 to sign up. Make sure you sign up there. Everybody keep asking me, where do I sign up at? You sign up there. And, you know what I mean, bring your CD, make sure it's titled and all that good stuff. Scribbles will be in the building. Now, for those that do not know who that is my mascot. You know what I mean? All right, check out the YouTube situation at Air It Out Radio if y'all want to see more details and see what the whole tour is about. And, you know, I'm going to start it off at Cheltenham Mall and see how it goes. And I just want to see how it goes, and then from there, I think the next step is definitely to go out of state. I know everybody's been getting on me about it, but I like to take baby steps, so you know what I mean? I'm just very cautious about everything. So anyway, you know, like I said, I'm going to be at the Cheltenham Mall, and then we're going to go back over to 52nd Street, because 52nd Street does me justice. Like, it is what it is, you know what I mean? I usually have, like, 70 to 80 artists out there, so check the YouTube out, Air It Out Radio, for more details so y'all can see what the whole Air It Out movement is all about, all right? And then y'all can see what's popping over there. Shout out to my sponsors, Fam Juice, Villa, and also Sweet Tooth Pastries, Fridays on City Line Avenue. And also, that was what I wanted to break down for y'all. The theme song. $500 cash to the best theme song, all right? 3 minutes or less. The deadline is the 28th, all right? Make sure y'all pay attention to that. If y'all need any other details, definitely hit me up. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to my next caller. We're going to go to 7461, Air It Out Radio.
So, what's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
It's JT Cotton.
JT, what the deal? Now, all right, now, do I call you JT or do I just call you JT Cop? Like, I want to know, like, is it cool to just call you JT?
You normally call me JT Cotton. JT, rather. A lot of people have been calling me by my full name now.
What is the full name? I'm nosy.
JT
the
Cotton.
JT Cotton. How did you get the JT Cotton? Like, what is that all about?
You know, when I was younger, you know, they always called me JT. And, mm-hmm. I'm 27 now, so a lot of people started, you know, a few of them were saying, you're too young, you're too old for JT. So, like, the cotton part just kind of stuck with me from there.
Okay.
It kind of was like reinventing myself because I'm an R&B singer, so it was just reinventing myself, as I'm approaching, 30 and everything.
Okay. I thought it's because your ass was soft, or maybe, like, you know, you got some kind of thing going on because your booty was a little soft or something. Like, I don't know. I know I think nasty. I know. I'm so ashamed. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. What's the situation? But anyway, it's cool. But, all right, so you're an R&B singer. You know what? I always bother people when they come on the show. You know, I got to get you to sing something. So make sure you have that in your head, like, you know, a freestyle or something in the back of your head, what you're going to do. I always bother R&B singers. Don't feel no type of way. Don't feel no type of way. All right, so what do you feel about the whole Stallion or the Donkey situation? Which one would you prefer?
Which one would I prefer? Of course, the Stallion. The Stallion just sounds better. It just got a queenship to it.
Right? So why y'all try to bless us with the whole Donkey situation? Why y'all got to talk about Donkeys as a thing to go, as a way to move?
I don't know. I can't co-sign a Donkey part.
Whose idea was that anyway? Really asked if we could smack them. Alright, okay. So you saying the Stallion situation, alright? No cellulite, no lumps in the booty, right? No humps, nothing like that.
Gotta go with the Stallion. Gotta go with the Stallion.
Alright. Who would you say has the perfect Stallion booty in your eyes, celebrity wise? A good celebrity Stallion.
Wow.
Anybody off here?
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, no.
Okay, well, you figure one out and tweet me or something. Yeah, there you go.
You know what? All the celebrities that you know, I used to like, they all getting older now. So the Stallion then turned into some donkey stuff. So.
So the donkey is like the, you know, the end result of everything, like the before and after situation.
Exactly.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got it.
She was a Stallion in high school, but now
Donkey
situation came up.
See, we got to get it tight, get it right. All right, so what's going on with JT?
What's going on with JT? JT just did his show in AC this weekend. It went real well. I got the video up on YouTube. Went real well out there at Boneyard and AC. And then, you know, of course, we hit Bally's and all that up afterwards. Yeah, casinos and everything. I'm going to be at
Bally's don't give me no money. Bally's don't give me no money.
Hey, look, they took my voucher as soon as I walked up in there. That machine ate it up.
Hey, I told you. You got to go to Caesars or Hilton. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it went real well. Shout out to Glenn Vegas, you know, for putting together all the showcases and putting together all the big events. Shout out to him. I'm gonna be at Dolce's Lounge tomorrow in Elizabeth, New Jersey, with D Prados and all them. Shout out to them. I'm gonna be at Rutgers University February 15th. That's actually gonna be the day after my release, so I'm gonna be at the Student Center on College Avenue.
I like that. You stay moving.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, so.
Stay moving.
What's gonna be
at Rutgers? Like, what's going on over there?
You know what? It's the, I know the African American, they all have different culture and, you know, society groups and things within, you know, colleges and everything. And I think this is the African American Club or the Haitian Club.
Okay.
And they're holding an event there, and I actually did it last year at the Douglas campus. It was about 500 to 600 people there, so the Student Center is actually bigger. So you know, I know it's definitely going to be at least that or more there this year. Right. So I'm actually working on shooting a video there as well, live. So that's
okay.
The next move right now.
That's what's up. All right, so, you know, I got to hit you with the, you know, I got to put you on the spot. You know, A-Spit just came on. He did his little freestyle, you know what I mean? I love freestyle, so if y'all want to freestyle, we got time, definitely, you know, squeeze it in, you know. So I got to get you to kick something so, you know, people might want to, you know, collab with you or whatever the case is. I got to shut the music off and everything ready. JT cutting.
Can I ask you a question? I be wrong if I say you need me? Would I be cocky if I said you want me? You wanna feel me, baby? Not only in the middle of the night, while the day sounds bright, yeah, yeah. In all day at work, you're thinking so much that your mind starts to flare.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Is that original or?
That's all me.
That's all you? Okay. All right, all right. JT, Cotton. And you from Jersey, right?
Yeah, right in Jersey. Right in Jersey. I'm from the Brunswick area. And I'm actually number one on Reverb Nation right now in this area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're pushing, we're grinding, and we're gonna keep moving. So like I said, the single's dropping February 14th, Don't Stop Valentine's, and I still got DYD for everybody on the hip hop side. I got something for y'all and the R&B lovers, so we're gonna do it like that.
That's what's up. I like that. All right, so give them your Facebook, Twitter, info, Instagram, yeah.
My website is www.jtcottonmusic.com. My Facebook is facebook.com/JTCottonFanPage. My Twitter is @JerseyZoneJT. My Instagram is @JerseyZoneJT. My Reverb Nation is JTCottonMusic. So, you know, all my contact information is up there. My website has all the social links that I mentioned. It has my bio. It has my notables. It has people I've collaborated with, the places I've performed at, everything, so you can get a good idea. And all of the retailers that this thing is going to be in, including iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Last.fm, eMusic, Mixer, a whole bunch more. So you get a good idea of that. And like I say, you can get at me, jtcottonmusic@gmail.com. And, you know, let's make it happen.
And let's make it happen. That's what I'm talking about. So would you say you more of a cross between who? Like, name two people like you like in the middle of.
You know what? What I can say is to answer that question, I can tell you who I've been influenced by. And if you, which it has been so many, but I'll give you an idea of the people that have influenced me. And if you take all of them and mold them, you have me.
All right.
We'll start with Donnell Jones, Jaheim, Joe, Avant, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, Freddie Jackson, Luther Vandross, Peebo Bryson, The Whispers, Marvin Gaye, Bill Collins, Madonna, Mariah Carey. I mean, the list goes on and on. Some Boys to Men, Music Soul Child, Kim.
He naming everybody and their mama now.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good list. All right, so we're going to get into one of these tracks, so go ahead and introduce it for me, babe.
The joint we're getting into is called Don't Stop. It's dropping Valentine's Day. All the love makers, even the hip-hop lovers, you gotta calm down on a late night with your lady and have something smooth to switch to. You know what I mean? So this right here is real love making back on the airwaves. Don't stop.
There it is. Air it out radio.
Yeah. whole body shivering while I'm kissing on your neck, baby. You tell me that you like it and that you really, really want me, baby. Feeling it, touch it, resting your body.
Remix. Ooh, 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 ooh. Don't stop, don't. Yeah, okay. It goes down on Air It Out Radio. Yeah, bitch can't sing. Oh, well, so what? Okay, shout out to JT Khan. I just fucked his song. Oh, all right, hit the line at 347-677-1163. Shout out to JT Khan for that one. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all hit him up. I just retweeted, you know, a couple people that was on Ace Fifth. And JT Khan, y'all gotta follow me on Twitter at Air It Out Radio, and please, you know, interact with me while I'm on so that I can, you know, retweet y'all stuff and people can follow y'all if they want to collaborate with you. So it's always good to do that. And a lot of people tell me that when they do that and they come on the show, they get a lot of people that follow them back. So if you want people to follow you back, this is a good way. All right, so shout out to Ace Fizz. And make sure y'all check out his Fearless mixtape that he's dropping pretty soon with DJ No Frills. And also JT, he's dropping as well. Yes, he already dropped. So shout out to him and the whole Jersey movement over there. You know what I mean? He's doing a lot of good things. So every time he come on, he performing here and there. You know, I'm going to have to come through there and check him out. I wonder if he one of them artists that take off his shirt and all that good stuff. You know how them R&B artists are. So anyway, 347-677-1163. Tonight's topic is, all right, the stallion booty or the donkey. All right, we want to know, all right? Ladies, feel free to call up. This is not just about the dudes, okay? We want to know what kind of ass would you like. I said I would like a stallion ass, all right? You know, Ace Fizz broke it down. He pretty much said, look, all right, the stallion ass is what you used to have, all right? And the donkey ass is like the after effect, you know, after like you hit like 40 or 50 probably. So anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up again. I'm going to go to 4018. Air It Out Radio, what's good?
You already know it's your boy AC, Garden State Pusher from Atlantic City, New Jersey, holding it down with Roundtable Entertainment, Poetry and Lyrics, at the fucking Bull on Twitter. You already know what it is. What's good with you, fire?
What's good? Okay, now explain to me what the whole Round Table is about. Because I've seen y'all, you know, hit me up on Twitter. So what's that about?
Man, Roundtable Entertainment, we basically a movement where, you know, it's just a bunch of talent from in one area, Atlantic City, New Jersey, South Jersey, and we got a couple people everywhere else, like New York or wherever else, but long story short, only bosses sit at the round table, so, you know, it ain't like we going around trying to sign people. If you your own boss, your own entity, and you making things happen on your own merits with no help, you know what I mean, you just grinding, then you can have a seat at the round table and basically collide with other bosses to make money and make a better, you know, a bigger movement. So that's what my team is about, that's what Round Table Entertainment is, and that's how we move in South Jersey, movement straight like that, you feel me?
Okay, all right. And the whole Garden State, you know, of course, that's Jersey, you know what I mean? I get okay. That situation. All right, so how many of y'all got in the movement over there?
We at least, like, with the people sitting down, we got three main people, premier artists, which is me, myself, AC. Then you got the fucking bull. He's straight out of Detroit, you know what I mean? Repping it well, you feel me? Then you got Poetry and Lyrics, you know, one of the hottest poets in New Jersey, you feel me? And that's the three main bosses that's sitting right now. Everybody else is standing. We got Shakir, we got Lil Nigga, we got Wood, we got a couple other artists that's doing their thing, you know, on the up and coming tip. Shout out to my nigga Chucky, Boss Fellas, all the good, you know what I mean? All the people that support the movement, basically team pushing in the building. Everybody else just basically support the movement, you feel me?
Okay, all right, that's what's up. All right, so now I got to ask you, you know, because tonight's topic is about Stallion Booty or the Donkey. Which one would you say you prefer? All
right, like, I've been listening in, and you feel
okay.
me? Like, shout out to everybody else that called in. I was listening to their songs, too, you feel me? Jersey in the building, you know what I mean? I'll be up in Middlesex County, so shout out to the singer dude that was on there. But long story short, I mean, I'm an all-around ass, man. Like, my girl ass is so husky, you feel me? So to me, I feel... A stallion is like that straight up pinky, that Cherokee, that straight husky. You got the cuff. You can put your hand right under the cuff and you can, you know what I mean, lift it up a little bit and that joint just moves. So it's like that Buffy the Body ass, like that ass that you just can't miss no matter where you looking. Like, you could be walking straight and you could see the ass in the side of your eyes.
I thought that was
shit.
More of a donkey ass.
Nah,
whoa.
The donkey ass is a donkey. See, the donkey, it go a long way because... Chicks with donkeys tend to be asses, if you get what I'm saying. You feel me? A lot of chicks with the donkeys, they mind frame be set like an ass. So if you a stallion, if you got the stallion, you feel me, you carry yourself that same way, you know what I mean? The way you dress, the way you walk, talk, approach, all that. So, you know what I mean? The donkey was high school days for me. I got a stallion on my team right now. So at the end of the day, like, I'm going to ride that out to the wheels fall off, you feel me? Shout out to Poetry and Lyrics, you feel me? Ah, love you, baby. Ah.
Okay, and I like what you call her. What did you call her in the beginning? You said that her shit husky. I like
Yeah, her shit husky. That's the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's her
I like
husky.
That.
You feel me? She
okay.
got that husky cuff. You feel
a
me?
Husky cuff. Okay.
Wow, what you working with? You got the stallion or the donkey? Cause I ain't get a chance to go through your pics and all that yet. I'm going to go through that later on tonight with my girl.
Well, you know
we're
what? I tend to not really show the ass off as much as I can. I usually show off my girls. You know what I mean? But, I mean, if you ask dudes, they'll probably say, I got a stallion. I don't know. Guys, y'all got to let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. I don't know what kind of ass I got.
Well, listen, my girl, Poetry and Lyrics, she said it for herself. She seen it with her own eyes. You got the husky. You feel me?
I got the husky?
That's what Poetry
nah,
said. You know what
you
I mean?
Know what? I don't know if my shit is like that. Like, it's definitely not a Buffy ass. And I ain't got all that to work with. You know what I'm saying? I'm
Amen.
More of, like, the tone booty.
Oh, I feel you.
I could probably yeah. pick a glass up. My shit is curved, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't want your shit too tight,
man. Yeah, I mean, you know, but it ain't like that, where it ricochets and shit. Like, it ain't.
Why?
Yeah,
you don't want no motherfucking Kevlar
like
ass. You be sitting up there with
yeah.
the hard cheeks. Like, what the hell is these? Like,
it's just right, you know. I think so. Yeah.
True.
I'm joined.
That's
no,
what it is.
I don't know.
But yeah.
I don't look back there too much. You know, when I do, it's for the other reasons. But I'm saying, like, God got to let me know what it is. Because I know y'all be looking, so.
Well, you
got to
look back at
Twitter.
It. You know what I mean? You can't throw it at him and not look back at it. So you should be able
I mean,
to know.
I mean, I look at it, but it ain't that much, to, you know, going on back there. I'm telling you, I don't have a Buffy ass. I don't have all that. All
right, at least you're keeping it real. Because nowadays,
yeah.
she's buying butt pads. They'll go to bare feet at the walk. And you know what I mean? And go buy a butt pad and shit and be thinking they got all this ass and be like, girl, that shit fake as hell. Take that shit off.
Okay, we have to narrow it down from an A, B, C, D cup, all that, like, you know, that type of situation. I would say I'm working with, like, a maybe C.
Oh, you
maybe.
Got a C-cup
not
ass?
Even that. Not even, yeah, like a C-cup ass. Maybe a B. All right, it's like in between that.
All right, so you got a C-cup ass going into a
yeah.
B-minus. All right, it's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
it's all
yeah.
good.
You know what I mean?
Long
Let
as
me know
got
what's
going on.
I don't know.
Yeah, as long as you're in the club something. Listening to Garden State Pusher shaking that little C cup, then you good. You feel me?
There it is. There it is.
Say that.
All right, so what's going on with the whole, you know, movement over there?
Oh, man, we doing all right right now, man. I came home 2010, started doing my thing with my people's, you know, Roundtable Entertainment. Shout out to Real Riz, too, Glad Entertainment, you know what I mean? Fam tight with Queez, bro. They helped me pave the way to get my voice heard and get my name out there, so... From 2010 to now, I've been home in Atlantic City doing my damn thing, you feel me? Got the buzz popping. Everybody come to the shows. If you go on my YouTube, you can see all the show footage. I linked up with DJ 5D, which is the number one DJ out in Atlantic County. And we did a mixtape called Pound.
Really? DJ, what is it? Do It All ain't hot no more?
I mean, Do It All still got the, you know, he still got the... I guess, you know, the stain, he's still OG of the shit, but at the end of the day, it's always new up-and-coming people that's taking the shine, so you can't knock that, you know what I mean? DJ 5D been holding it down for a good amount of years, you know what I mean? And the man got his name up there to where he doing Marty Smalls balls and Black and White Affairs and all the big shit, so he right now, he got the buzz, he got the city, he holding us down, so, you know, that's our DJ right now. Shout out to Do It All, though, you know what I mean? Can't knock a legend. But, you know, I linked up with DJ 5D, and we did Pound Kill Whack Rap is the Rebirth, 609, which is on tweetmymixtape.com. And if you just log in and, type in Pound Kill Whack Rap is the link will come up. I got 16,000 plays in under a month. So at the end of the day, like, everybody's listening. The shit went silver in a week. So at the end of the day, I appreciate Atlantic City for showing all the love and pressing play on the project. And, you know, shout out to everybody that's helping me push it. On another note, we throwing parties, we doing shows, you know what I mean, Roundtable Entertainment, we at every event that's popping. Shout out to Raymond Tyler, shout out to DJ Jersey Jeff, you know what I mean, Local Love Radio. Shout out to everybody that's just been showing us love, man. We had a good year last year, this year we going to get more money with it, that's all, you feel me? Our stocks is rising, so at the end of the day, y'all got to pay like y'all way, you feel me? Roundtable shit.
Yep. Okay, all right, that's what it is. I like that. Okay, so... I guess we're going to get into one of your tracks. Do you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff?
But of course, you can always Google me if you're computer illiterate and you can't find Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff. You could Google me. Just type in AC Garden State Pusher with an ER at the end, with an A at the end, however you want to spell it. You can look me up on Facebook, AC Garden State Pusher. You can look me up on Twitter, at ACGSP2. You can look me up on YouTube, AC the Garden State Pusher. You could get... Holler at me on Instagram, AC_Garden_State_Pusher, all that, you feel me?
I know that gets tiring after a while. You be like, ugh, Garden
State. Yeah, at the end of the day, I had to shorten it by just saying Google me, but then again, some people would say Google me, and you only see, like, one link, and they'd be like, wow, I just Googled you for nothing. Like, me, literally, if you Google me, you can see at least 30 pages of just Roundtable, AC Garden State Pusher, poetry and lyrics, the fucking bull. Like, just my team. So we put in enough work to be Googled. But in order for people to get it, all my pages are linked, even my MySpace page. You feel me? So I got 8,000 friends on MySpace. You know what I mean? Like, everything popping. Like, I'm basically, if you Google me, you're going to find me. And whatever you find, you're going to like what you see. But those are the pages, AC Garden State Pusher. Just look me up. Google me, Twitter me, tweet me, Instagram me, all that. Just don't spam me and try to stalk me. That's all.
Damn, yeah, because wife ain't trying to hit it. You know, you got the thunder booty over there. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just back
the
fuck up.
Round table shit.
Yeah,
round table.
All right, so
we're
going to jump into that
tribe.
Go ahead and introduce it for me.
You already know what it is. Atlantic City, stand the fuck up. It's your boy, AC Garden State Pusher. I'm giving y'all the first single off the Kill Whack Rappers Rebirth mixtape hosted by DJ 5D. The shit is called Impress Myself. That's for all the people that don't give a fuck about what another nigga got to say about what they wearing, what they got on, what they tweeting, what they Instagramming. Just if you impress yourself, this the track for you, man. Play this in your car, bumping in the club, do it in the streets, however you do it, man. Impress myself. Let's get it.
This is DJ Realman holding it down for Garden State Pusher. And for DJ Knockout on this joint. Alright, alright, alright. They gonna learn today.
Wait, let me check myself. Fresh jeans, new fitted, I impress myself. Tight jeans ain't with it, let me check myself. Fresh shade, get with it, I impress myself. Wait, let me check myself. Fresh jeans, new fitted, I impress myself. Tight jeans ain't with it, let me check myself.
God,
fresh
stay pushing,
shade, get with it, I impress myself.
Yeah, I be up in the club, yeah, I swag surf. I do the reject, and I kill a jerk. You could tell that they like when I stinky lick. You could tell how I shine that I'm getting bread. I love smoking on fine while I'm getting hit. It's about that time when I'm in the bed. Money coming in, it keep my mouth fed. I be kicking in the birds in the project. Ain't nobody next, it's all on me. The best rapper out of Jersey come from AC. You can see I'm on top, look up by the clouds. My Nizzy Shizzy got the block, pissed by the pound. D-Dizzy getting guap, shovel in the town. Big man ain't chopping when he ride around. Me, I get the strip popping when it's going down. If you ain't heard me, I bet you hear me now.
Wait, let me check myself. Fresh jeans, new fitted, I impress myself. Tight jeans ain't with it, let me check myself. Fresh shades, get with it, I impress myself. Wait, let me check myself. Fresh jeans, new fitted, I impress myself. Tight jeans ain't with it, let me check myself. Fresh shades, get with it, I impress myself.
Wow, I impress myself. I done came to the club and undressed myself. Let me check myself, never stress myself. Two puffs of the sour, I done left myself. Now, skinny jeans ain't really my swag. I be damned if I'm in the hood dressed like a fag. Hat matching your bag, looking type sweet. Get locked up, niggas aiming straight for your cheeks. I'm a G, shit, even my belt match me. Louis shades, fresh J's, just as fly as I can be. I'm a pilot in the sky on the level so high. You gon' need a rocket ship just to come see me. Catch me wildin' in the club with a bottle full of bub. Hand palming on her bud, about to throw this liquor up. I be rolling up, blowing on the finest bud. This a hit right here, go ahead and light 'em up.
Wait, let me check myself. Fresh jeans, new fitted, I impress myself. Tight jeans ain't with it, let me check myself. Fresh shades, get with it, I impress myself. Wait, let me check myself. Fresh jeans, new fitted, I impress myself. Tight jeans ain't with it, let me check myself. Fresh shades, get with it, I impress myself.
What's going on, y'all? I'm JT.
And you're now tuned in to Air It Out Radio.
With that chick fire.
Air It Out Radio with that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-37-1153. Make sure y'all press one if y'all want to talk to a bra. Shout out to everybody that's on the line, and shout out to everybody that breathed through. Ace Biz, JT, and also Mr. Garden State Pusher himself. Shout out to the whole round table and the team at AC. What up, what up? I fuck with the Hilton, okay? Leave Valleys and them motherfuckers alone. Hilton, let me see. Hilton, Caesars is cool. Alright, they gave me good money. Fuck Harris. Some bitches is whack. Alright, and I haven't been to the Borgata. Oh, yes, I did. They did me dirty, too. Fuck them, too. Alright, so anyway, the Hilton and the Caesars, they always give me good luck. I haven't tried the new casino yet. I gotta go there. And I haven't even got a chance to hit up the hotel, either. You know what I mean? I gotta go bust that out one day. So anyway, shout out to the whole Jersey movement. Alright, 347-677-1163. Alright, we talking about stallion booties for donkeys, all right? I want to know. Like, I got to hear from some ladies, too, so make sure y'all call up, too, all right? 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in 1 if y'all want to talk to me. I got to hit up my Twitter and see who's giving me some love over here. So, shout out to Erica Storm, Ace Fit, JT, Kid Karan, let me see, who else? Mixtape, Super, STR, Tour. Shout out to them. Shout out to R, I mean, M bet. Dang, I just passed it. 20. Giovanni. Let me go back to this other dude that I was looking at. Oh, MRX. Shout out to them. And let me see. That MPO of fam, whatever that is. All right. Shout out to SBYP models. Shout out to them. All right. She got the little donkey in the in her little default picture. Okay, shout out to Freaks Retweet. Shout out to them. Shout out to Join the Movement. All right, and Motril. Motril, I guess that's how it is. Listen, I'm bad with names, so don't blame me. And I can't even blame it on no weed and no alcohol because I ain't even doing that, none of that right now. All right, so anyway, I'll name a couple more a little bit later throughout the show. All right, hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and also on Instagram, Fire Chick. That's FIYA, Chick with a K at the end. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 1910, Air It Out Radio.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Dante D. Who?
Fire! Woo! You be killing me like... All right. Okay. Mr. Dante Dizzo. All right. So, stallion booty or donkey booty?
I mean, I prefer a stallion booty, but it depends on what day of the week it is. You know, sometimes you feel like a donkey. You like to smack it, flip it, rub it down on no. You know what I'm saying? But it just depends, you know. The stallions, though, you know, it looks good in public. Stallions definitely look... Sometimes a donkey don't look too good. You just see all ass, but they mud ducks. So...
They mud what?
Mud ducks.
Mud ducks? What the fuck is a mud duck?
a duck that wallows in the mud. Mud ducks.
Damn. Okay. All right, that's new. A mud duck. All right, maybe I'm just old with the, you know, slangs and stuff. All right, so we don't want the mud ducks. Okay.
Right. Definitely don't want a mud duck. You know what I mean? You want something that, you know, that can profile herself just standing alone. She's standing up there and look just like a stallion. Legs all like, wow. Everything is proportionate. Sometimes you just want a donkey just to say, hey, she got a fat ass. But sometimes that ain't so appealing. Because after the clothes, it looks good in jeans, but after the clothes come off, it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's all over the place when you know what I mean? Yeah, and now the girls are cheating now with the spandex and the, what's the other shit called that they put on, you know what I mean? The Spanx. Yeah, so, you know, when all that come off, forget about it. It's a wrap.
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Yeah, I'm so bad for y'all guys. Y'all gotta deal with all that.
Yeah, if it, you know, you get, it's getting fooled, you're being fooled, you know what I mean? You're thinking like, yeah, damn, she banging, take it off, damn. Remind you, I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Yeah. Y'all definitely getting tricked in the situation. I'm so sorry for y'all. But that's what y'all get, though, because y'all let y'all eyes is too big for y'all fucking head. You know what I mean?
It is what it is, you know. And on the other hand, you know, you got that, but don't. So I can't even say you got a mix between a stallion and a don't. You got a.
You think so? I can't really say I have my booty is not wide like that. It's just like, you know, it kind of, it doesn't even go, you know, it doesn't curve around a corner or anything. You know,
it curves around the corner. It definitely curves around the corner. Yeah.
I'm saying, don't downplay it.
At Broad Street when you had that blue dress on.
Okay.
It went around the corner, but don't. There you go.
All right, yeah, shout out to everybody that came through. You know what I mean? But I would never do that again because, listen, my feet was killing me, see? See all the stuff we got to go through? But, all right, so what's going on with, you know, Dante Diesel?
Well, I started a new venture, and the only reason why, and I'm explaining this first, why I tell you I started this new venture.
Okay.
Exposure is everything. And I went, you know, I had some meetings with some people from New York and different things like that, and they said branding your name is always important. It was
right.
One thing that I was getting into before I started this a long time ago with DVD magazines, okay? And that was just actually taking footage and collaging it and putting it together with unsigned artists and mainstream artists and making a DVD magazine. I was the first in the city to do a DVD magazine in that texture. A lot of people did rap magazines, like rap DVD battle magazines, but not like a format like I did. So I said, well, this year, since everybody ain't buying DVDs no more, you know, let's pop up and do some exposure with an online magazine. So I did two things. I did a regular urban street magazine, and since I got so many pictures and so much footage and so many stories to tell and different things that I can do, I also have a DJ magazine. It's all labeled under Illadel Styles Magazine, but one is a DJ edition and one is an urban edition. One, the urban edition deals with movies, it deals with different people in the entertainment business, different things like that. And the DJ edition deals with strictly DJs. And I mean, I know a slew of them, so I get stories all day long, and everybody wants to be in a mag and pay for it. I mean, I've got hit up like 100 times in today alone just because of what I did. So, that's a new venture for us, and I only really did that so that I can get exposure with the company, but it turned out to be something else, and it's going in all kinds of different directions. So,
well,
I'm
can other people get in? Like, so anybody can get in?
Anybody can get in once you pay the fee. I mean, it's all, you know, it's everything
well,
the fee.
Okay.
Well, all prices are labeled on the magazine, so the link will definitely be on the Air It Out Live page on Twitter. It'll also be at my website, IllardellStyles.com. You can go through the different prices, the different things you'll pay. Like if you need pictures taken or whatever the case may be because you don't have a photographer, I can come out and do that as well. You know, that's just a separate fee or whatever. But, you know, you got page fees and all that, because what I'm going to do is use the magazine for people to get exposure. Since I already have a good network New York link to where I can get it exposed to several different sites at once, and I got the TV connect with my man, shout out to Rob Swartz from IPing TV, I can get the exposure I need for the magazine to blow. I have no problem with that. So right now, people are just paying for advertisement time. The viewers,
you know, people. Well, how much estimated is it? Like, is it from $10.99 to $100, or what is the price? What is it? Like, give me like a rough estimate.
The highest for right now for the first couple of months, a full page would be $300. A full page.
Three balls?
Huh?
I said three balls, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would include interviews, if that's what you're leading to, or you just want to advertise something about your company or whatever you're doing. That would all include all that plus a picture, whatever the case may be. Whatever the format you would like to see, or if you would just like for me to design it, I could do that for your full page, and that would be 300 bones for the first couple of months, because I know once I can get this advertisement space, which I know that I'm already in a good direction to get it, then prices will change, because I already got some good vibes from what I'm already doing. So especially for the DJ edition. The DJ edition is remarkable. So
okay, so for $300, this involves an interview and a video.
Not video. This is not a DVD magazine. This is an online magazine.
So pictures and an interview.
Yeah, pictures, interview, and or if you're promoting like your mixtape or whatever the case may be, we can do that.
Okay. All right. And what is it called again?
Illadel Styles Magazine.
Oh, Illadel Styles. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So make sure you post a link to me on my Twitter.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Actually, I put it out yesterday. I think I did post it to your Twitter. I don't know if you checked it out yet, but I put it out yesterday, and thus far on my page, as of last night, we had 1,700 views putting it out last night.
Okay. Yeah, not bad.
No, that's not bad at all for something I just started, like, a couple of days ago. No, not at all. So,
yeah, no, that's not
that. No, not at all. So I already know it's a good night. And tonight, the DJ edition comes out tonight. I didn't even put the DJ edition out yet. So I know once I put that out tonight, them DJs are going to ship it out to all their people. So I'm quite sure that the views are going to go astronomical. So I'm not even worried about that. That's not the key. If people worry about they're going to get exposure, you're going to get great exposure. I know a lot of DJs, a lot of places, and at the end of the day, once they start tweeting it to their friends and different things like that, it's a done deal. So I definitely have a wide range for that. So it's going to be a good magazine, and it's not in competition with anyone, because what I'm trying to do is just basically make sure that we maximize exposure, but it deals with, like, movies. Like I said, movies definitely deal with the hip-hop and the R&B, but I'm trying to just really grab on, just like I did with the DVD magazine, with mainstream artists, as well as bringing in the local talent so that they can get a broader perspective or a broader niche so that other people from other places can see what you're doing. There's a lot of magazines going on right now, you know, and I'm really trying to really separate myself from the pack with just especially with the movie interviews and different things like that, because I know a lot of people aren't doing that because they don't have that niche.
Okay. All right, cool. So what's going on music-wise?
Obviously, well, you know, the new album for Death Circle, Reese Raw Bang, and my man True comes out February, I think it's 22nd. I'm not mistaken, 22nd or 24th. It's called Death Circle. Definitely going to be a hot number. My album drops later in March. It's called Human Trafficking. That's definitely going to be crazy. Actually, I got some singles that's popping right now on various radio stations that's doing very, very well. Shout out to Hip Hop Since 1987, who put me on there for the crazy video that we did, the song Crazy, that you're going to hear tonight. Shout out to Fleek DJs, DJ A, who just did a whole set spinning all my music on his showcase. Shout out to him. For the Fleek DJs, I got a couple of DJs that's going through a whole set with none of just all my music. I got a lot of stuff going on with the music portion of it. Shows coming up. I can't name them all right now because so many in my head, and I didn't write them all down, so I don't want to get no dates and stuff mixed up. But just be on the lookout. All you got to do is go to the website. I usually update the website enough to where people can find out what we're doing and where we doing it at. So, check it out. I'm moving. Girl, you just don't understand. I got a plate full of things going on. And
I can imagine.
To be a man about today, I got to say that I apologize to Air It Out Radio, okay? Because I did not know that story was not true.
It's cool, though. I can't give you 100%, blame for that, because, you know, the host and whoever the person is supposed to verify. So I can't really give that all to you. So I got to take some credit for that.
I want to take that one for the team. We've been doing this for too long together. And I'm going to take that for the team because I know better. I should have did me a little more research, but it kept coming to me, and I kept thinking it was real. Like, oh, my God, this guy is really, because it came to me a couple of times. So I was like, all right, well, this must be official. So anyway.
It's cool. Nah. You know, Aaron Otters, they know what it is. Like, you know, people make mistakes. It is what it is. So we both apologize about the situation, and shout out to Jeezy and the whole situation. Like, he really fucking paid me any attention. But you never know. Like, anyway, it is what it is. It's in the past, trash, garbage, whatever. We done with it. It's cool.
All good, And I'm trying to get H-Fish, H-Fish, he been doing a lot of things. Now, I must give him a shout out because he definitely, one dude that's been online that's just been hitting me back and forth like, yo, Q, we got to get in the studio, we got to make it happen, da da da. So he definitely, when he say he is definitely trying to make things happen, he definitely trying to do that. And I got to give him some love.
Shout out to Ace.
Definitely. Shout out to Machete King. Definitely going to be blessing him soon with something, a little surprise for him. And everybody, man. Just shout out to everybody, man. Everybody doing their thing, man. So many people online, you know, like I said, shout out to all of y'all, man, doing your thing. And if y'all want to connect, you can always hit me up, man. On Facebook, it's Illadel Styles Diesel, a.k.a. EQ Philly, or you can hit me up on Twitter, which is real easy, EQ Philly on Twitter. And, you know what I mean? We can link up. do a couple tracks together, whatever the case may be, you know what I mean, cross-promote. You know what I mean, I'll end up shooting a video anyway because I definitely like visuals, you know what I'm saying? So we can cross-promote these okay. things. So don't fraud, you know what I mean? You really want to get some exposure, get with a brother, you know what I mean? I'm definitely not a solo dude, you know what I'm saying? So let's make it happen.
All right, there it is. So we about to get into crazy, right?
Definitely, definitely. You're hearing it first right here. Well, yeah, you're hearing it first right here. Well, no, I take that back. You're hearing it live right here on the hottest station online, you know what I'm saying, Air It Out Radio with that chick fire. You're being blessed with the new crazy joint. Shout out, Fire Chick. Let's go.
Enough to make the people go crazy. World full of pain, we go crazy. Enough to make the people go crazy. Beat my vision, crazy. Enough to make the people go crazy. World full of pain, we go crazy. Enough to make the people go crazy. Beat my vision.
Wrist on BS, citizen watch. Echo be my drive on my citizen watch. Headed for the stars while you sitting and watch. Time for my click, click, watch. Ball above the rim, LeBron on the floor. Swoosh like Nike, going on tour. Fresh from the slums, I used to be poor. Still in the struggle, but I'm poor no more. Family in the pen, haters don't know till I tap them on the chin. What I went through just to see a nigga win. Now I'm in the spotlight, swag on 10. You blowing in the wind. Chickens on the block, man, they got me chopped. If they think I'm gonna stop, then pass off rocks. I only get involved if money's in the picture. If you fall while you climbing, then no one's with ya.
Crazy, enough to make the people go crazy.
World full of pain, we go crazy. Enough to make the people go crazy. Peep my vision.
Crazy,
enough to make the people go
crazy.
World full of pain, we go
crazy.
Enough to make the people go crazy. Peep my vision. I haven't been to church in a while. Used to be a minister, now I'm on trial. Everybody judge you when you got a different smile. And you taking care of your own and money on pal. Cop me a whip, wrapped it like the Swisher. Just made a movie, now I got a different picture. Floss on gleam like the chandelier fixture. Swine flu flow, ill, sicker. Feeling Rockwell, everybody watching me. Ugly to a dude, but I'm beauty to a she. Heavy like Rick, bank account on lean. Chicks scream diesel cause they want me in they spleen. Chopper, chopper, chopper on deck, MP. Imported like my bursa, I'm new money. Haters on the net, these niggas funny. Love UGK, Pimp C, Bun B, I'm
crazy. Enough to make the people go crazy.
World full of pain, we go crazy. Enough to make the people go crazy. Beat my vision,
crazy.
Enough to make the people go
crazy.
World full of pain, we go
crazy.
Enough to make the people go
crazy.
Beat my vision. Ladies on the floor, now twerk that body. Pop it real hard like a 45 shotty. Ladies on the floor, now twerk that body. Pop it real hard like a 45
crazy.
Enough to make the people go
crazy.
World full of pain, we go
crazy.
Enough to make the people go
crazy.
Peep my vision,
crazy.
Enough to make the people go
crazy.
World full of pain, we go
crazy.
Enough to make the people go
crazy.
Peep my vision.
Over the years, I racked up a lot of names. Some people call me
Chick Fight.
That brown skin heifer.
That brown skin heifer.
Brown skin heifer.
That fire chick.
La chica fuego.
That chick
fire.
Brown skin heifer.
That chick fire.
That chick fire.
Fire. Yeah.
The brown skin beauty, baby.
Fire.
Fire!
Woo!
But my competition calls me.
Air It Out Radio is that trick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Listen, also go to the website and you can leave some comments on there in the about section. And if y'all got any, you know, suggestions or y'all have any some topics that y'all want to, you know, throw at me, definitely go over there and hit me up. So that's airitoutradio.net. And in the about section, y'all can leave me some comments, or you can just promote yourself. Why not? You know what I mean? It's there for a reason. Why not? You know what I mean? Alright, so 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. Facebook, Twitter me, and all that good stuff. Instagram, Air It Out Radio. And also you can Instagram Air It Out Fire Chick, FIYA Chick with a K at the end. And don't forget April the 20th, the Air It Out Radio Tour. I give away $500 to the best performer. Make sure y'all have your ass out there. It's all ages, okay? So, yes, you might get your ass whooped by a 10-year-old kid singing. You never know, all right? So, it's singers and, rappers and all that good stuff. It's usually very, very positive, and there's a lot of people out there. This is going to be at the Sheltonham Mall. This is my first time there. So it's going to be all types of people there, right? It's going to be some, Spanish, blacks, whites, and all that good stuff over there. So, you know what I mean? Y'all get a taste of a different, thing over here at the Sheltonham Mall. So shout out to, them for even allowing me to come over there. And Scribbles will be in the building. For those who don't know, that's my mascot. And, So again, that's April 20th, $500 to the best performer, 5 to 8:30. Yes, that is very short compared to what I usually do. All right, it's $10 to sign up. DJ Wait a Minute will be in the building. And, y'all can sign up there, as I stated before. All right, so, look out for that. Check the flyer out if y'all need to. And, or y'all can hit me up or email me. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. If y'all have any more questions or Facebook, Twitter, whatever, it doesn't matter. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up. On Facebook, Twitter. Let me give a couple shout-outs real quick, while I'm on here. I haven't even went to my Instagram yet to see, what's popping over there. Shout-out to Austin Fresh, he's a newbie. I'm sure he'll probably be on a little bit later. Shout-out to Poetry and Lyrics. Shout-out to her. I haven't heard a female either. See, that's why you should call more. Poetry, you play it. All right, so shout out to her. And let me tell you, the majority of my callers are guys. So, I got to base my calls around y'all dudes all the time. So, anyway, yes. So, shout out to, Poetry. Yeah, see, Poetry, you need to get your ass on and, call up. Shout out to Great. Yes, he's cussing me out because his track is not in here. And, I know, what the fuck. Right, so anyway, shout out to Great. He came out to the All Wrestling events, and he did his thing. So yeah, he got a chance to oil up the girls. See, you never know what y'all get a chance to do. That's why y'all gotta slide through. So come through to the next EOWS, and situation, and that's gonna be at the Fight Firm. I'll give y'all more details. I think we still confirming the date and everything, and y'all can come out there and perform. All right, so and it's in the actual ring, so that's a good look for y'all. All right, shout out to E Miz, all right, from the Garden State. I guess they from, they from Jersey too. Shout out to them. Shout out to the whole Round Table Entertainment movement. I see them real heavy on here. I like that, and I will be tweeting that. So listen, if y'all got a mixtape or whatever, feel free to, tweet me, and I'll definitely, retweet that joint for y'all at the end of the day. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, and we're going to keep it moving, all right? I'm going to go to 7329, Air It Out Radio. What's up?
What's popping with it? Will it will give a thrill? Straight like that.
Straight like that. Okay. Now, I'm dying to hear what kind of donkey booty or, stallion booty you prefer. What it is?
She got to have some ass, because I got a big dick. And she gotta have some ass so I can bounce them buns, I tried it with a little dick, and it's just not working for me. I can't stroke it like I need to. I gotta have donkey butt.
Booty? And a magnum. I know that's right. All right, so listen, but this is where I'm confused, because they say that the chicks, the small chicks are the ones that, could take everything. This is what I heard. Now, if I'm wrong, fellas, hit me up on Twitter. But that's what I heard. You know what I mean? So,
I'm
fast.
It depends. it depends if they high on cocaine at night, but the donkey booty can take the pounding through any weather.
Hmm, okay. All right. So shout out to the donkey booties, you know what I mean? Okay. So donkey booties is, we got one for the donkey booties. Everybody else is silent. Stallions, okay. So you went out of like five callers. But that's cool though. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong. You different. Yeah, you different. so you don't mind the whole cellulite situation going on, like as long as it's big.
If it's not out of control, you know, you gotta be reasonable. If the booty is all bent out of shape, and hell no, you know, but it's some donkey butts with nice, smooth, round.
Now, see, I'm going to keep it real with you. Long. I think that what's her name? The one with the big butt, the porno chick star. Cherokee. Now, I think she's out of control. But, I mean, but that's me. I'm saying, like, I would not want to buy her jeans, ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know how hard it is to find, when you start getting in 13 and up, it's hard to find a nice pair of jeans. Ladies, y'all feel me on this. You know what I mean? The skinny bitches got the best jeans. Real rap. Everybody knows it. So, like, I feel bad for her. She got to be hitting in the 21 to 25 range. Like, ugh.
That ass.
Anyway, that's nasty, though. Like, ugh. See, y'all not shopping
it's
for that.
Look
shit,
at.
So y'all don't
some
understand.
Some of them are good to look at, though. I'm not going to lie about that. Some are just good to look at, like, goddamn. You know, man,
damn.
Fantasy. Like, what the hell is going on? It's a big ass. You know, that's just
I don't
bad.
Get it's it, like, though, because y'all not really fucking an ass. Y'all fucking a pussy. So what is the
you
point?
When you hit it from the back, you got to grab on it. You can grab on it, be like, smack, smack. Then you be like, Smack, you know.
You know what? I'm done with you. Oh, I love it. Only your hair already, yo. It is what it is. All right, so you want this? That's a whole other subject right there. He said the Magnums and a fat ass donkey. Okay, I get it. All right. So what's going on with, you know, Mr. Thrills over here?
Mr. Giving Thrills been going to college, getting it in at college. But I'm checking into these beat people. They got me some nice deals set up on some beats. Finna buy some beats. Launch myself on iTunes. Finna get the printers and all that stuff to press up my CDs. And so I'm just going in my studio and I need to press up CDs. I'm tired of writing on CDs. This is my second year doing it as a professional. You know, I feel like the number one son, you know. So I'm getting it in, you know. And, of course, June 22nd, I'm still thinking about that opportunity you bestowed upon me, you know. So I'm getting it in. I'm still at the bottom, but I sound big time. It's nothing. It's just inside of me.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, are you still coming down or what for April the 20th? You know what I mean? Like, we need to know.
I said April the 20th. I thought you said June. I'm not going to be able to.
Oh, well,
April
which one? Okay, well, all right. Well, whatever. Like, yo, I said I'll pay half your fare, so get your ass here. I don't want to hear no excuses. Like, this is bullshit. Like, don't I sound like a jealous girlfriend or a mean girlfriend? I don't want to hear no excuses. Bullshit. Yeah, get your ass here. I don't care how you get there. What's that chick name that sing that song? Yeah. Get here as you can. Yeah. One of them joints.
Oh, yeah. You all on me, huh?
Yeah. Smack.
Well, I can tell you that I can get back to you. Now, what you say?
Lord.
You need to post my pictures of your shape for I can be the judge, because I heard you talking about don't split. What have you considered? And I'm like, hey, I want to be the judge of that. Put it on Twitter.
I know. You know what? See, now you just inspired me. Now we need to have like a contest. Yes. Ah,
yeah.
Fuck it out.
Yeah.
Air it out radio. Stalin versus Donkey. Y'all get it?
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to Jersey and Philly. Yeah, we gonna make that happen. Tri-state area. How about that? Boom. All right. So you need to bring your ass here June for the 22nd for the Air It Out tour. Then for the 52nd Street. Okay, that's cool. We can work with that. All right.
So no.
All right.
We working.
We working. All right, well, what shows you got going on? Please tell me something.
My show?
Mm-hmm, good shows.
My show, I was messing with LAF, but it's so much fuckery going on down here around my way. And it's a lot of killing going on, too. You know, they found some guy's body half a block around from my house and shit like that. I'm like, it's so much going on, you know. Then Louisiana rappers getting shot up and stuff, you know. So we got to pick our shows good, you know, and get in there and get out. Because it seems like everybody's shooting at us, you know. So I'm like, got to plan my move. Sometimes I can't let people know my move, you know. I just got to get there, get it done, and get out, you know, because it's real tragic down here.
Okay. All right. So I know we got some tracks here that you want to play or whatever. Oh, shit. Hold up. All right. Blog acting the fuck up. All right. Yeah. I like that DMX shit, huh? Let me stop.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a Libra, so I have my moments of, you know, bursts of anger and excitement all in one. You know, you never know which one you're going to get. Okay, so. All right, so what track we gonna get into tonight?
You know, a lot of people telling me, I've been hearing a lot, people say, you sound like Tim C. Man, that boy sound like Tim C. So I'm like, I got the track. My homeboy gave me the track, and I did it in my own studio. I'm mixing, mastering myself. And I'm like, hey, I'm gonna do a dedication to the C. You know, so that's what I did. That's what it is. I'm on Twitter, at WillWill25. ReverbNation.com/D Willie Will, spelled with the IEWILLIEWILL, no spaces. I'm on YouTube.com/WillieTheReal, WILLIETHERTAL. You know, I'm trying to touch down, call hell. Dedication to the sea, that's what it is.
You want to give me your face for Twitter? Hurry up.
I just did it. I'll do it again. Make sure y'all follow me. On Twitter at WillWill25. No, baby, I don't trip.
Okay, there it is. Make sure you hit me up too on Twitter so I can retweet you. Alright, there it is. We will. And our radio, bitches.
Yo.
Long live the pimp. Popcorn. Let's give it thrills. Yo.
It excites me,
yeah.
It entices me,
yeah.
To see it bouncing up and down on the floor. It ain't nothing block a shine. She a platinum dime.
Ooh.
And she taking it off on the floor, spinning on the pole.
Running
gold should be your name. Watch how she take all that cheese. It excites me, it entices me. To see her bouncing up and down on the floor. Ain't nothing block a shine. She a platinum dime. Take it off and let me see you shine.
Ass so divine. Look at everybody looking, you know I ain't lying. Like Pretty Ricky say, grind on me, grind on me. Body full of Hennessy, pocket full of Magnum. Take it off and let me give you an inspection. Your body looking like perfection, no neglection. She cold, has a rope of testing. They all twerking their body in repetition. Can't pick one, so I pop two rolling like a big truck. Staring it round butt, let me get in them guts. Cause you know,
it excites
yeah.
me. It is tight,
yeah.
Just see it bouncing up and down on the floor. It can't nothing block a shine. She a platinum dime, and she
take it off.
Long live the pimp. Pop form. Let's give it thrills. Yo.
It excites me,
yeah.
It entices me,
yeah.
To see it bouncing up and down on the floor. It ain't nothing block a shine. She a platinum dime.
Ooh.
And she taking it off on the floor, spinning on the pole.
Running
gold should be your name. Watch how she take all that cheese.
Take it off.
It excites me, it entices me. To see her bouncing up and down on the floor. Ain't nothing block a shine. She a platinum dime. Take it off and let me see you shine.
Ass so divine. Look at everybody looking, you know I ain't lying. Like Pretty Ricky say, grind on me, grind on me. Body full of Hennessy, pocket full of Magnum. Take it off and let me give you an inspection. Your body looking like perfection, no neglection. She cold, has a rope of testing. They all twerking their body in repetition. Can't pick one, so I pop two rolling like a big truck. Staring it round, but let me get in them guts. Cause you know,
it excites
yeah.
me.
it is tight, yeah. Just see it bouncing up and down on the floor. It ain't nothing like a shine. She a platinum dime, and she taking it off on the floor, spinning on that pole. Maybe gold should be your name. Watch how she take all that
take it off.
Frank, it excites me. It entices me to see her bouncing up and down on the floor. Ain't nothing like a shine. She a platinum dime. Take it off and let me see you shine. OMG, ooh, like we, I know we could never be. But for that moment, I'm throwing dead presidents in the private room. Such a gentleman, I'm here for entertainment. You can have my number if you down, call the player. Not trying to interrupt the pepper shaking while them haters dashing salt. That ass breathtaking, make me wanna pass out of Benjamin. In 250 twins, that's 300. Keep doing your dance, keep doing your dance, keep doing your dance. It excites me. It entices me to see it bouncing up and down on the floor. It ain't nothing like a shine. She a platinum dime and she taking it off. Ooh. On the floor, spinning on that pole. Mary Gold should be your name. Watch how she take all that cheese strength. It excites me. It entices me to see it bouncing up and down on the floor. Ain't nothing like a shine. She a platinum dime. Take it off and let me see you shine. It excites me, it entices me to see it bouncing up and down on the floor. Ain't nothing like a shine. She a platinum dime and she taking it off on the floor.
Take it off.
It entices me to see it bouncing up and down on the floor. Ain't nothing like a shine. She a platinum dime and she taking it off on the floor.
On the floor, on the floor, on the floor. Take it off, take it off.
On the floor, spinning on the pole. Mary Gold should be your name. Watch how she take up that G-string. It excites me, it entices me to see her bouncing up and down on the floor. Ain't nothing block her shine. She a platinum dime. Take it off and let me see you shine.
Take it off, take it off, take it off. On the floor, on the floor, on the floor, on the floor. Take it off, take it off.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. All right, so listen, I had some little technical difficulties behind the scenes, so I apologize for replaying the track over again. All right, so anyway, 347-677-1163 for those that want to, you know, hit the lines up and talk to me and answer this topic. I'm saying, people saying they on the lines, you know, a couple chicks is on the line. I'm going to try to get to them in a few minutes, you know what I mean? Because I got to get the female perspective, all right? So please hold on tight, and I'm going to definitely get to you. I got something in my throat. Yeah, so anyway, hold on tight. I usually go in order, but I'm going to try to get a couple females' perspective of the situation, you know what I mean, to even it out, because there's a whole bunch of dicks in the way. So anyway, I'm so ignorant. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 0773. Air It Out Radio, what's good? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's up? Who's this?
This is Keith.
Keith, where you from?
I'm from Jersey.
Jersey? Okay. I get hyped when Jersey get on. Alright, so I know you wanna answer the topic, so what's your opinion about that? Stallion or the donkey booty?
Well, I would say a stallion. 9 times out of 10, a stallion looks better, but it depends on a girl's frame and height if she can carry out a donkey.
Okay, that's true. So if you like, you know, 4 feet and you got a big donkey booty, yeah, that's, you kinda like borderline midget, right?
Yeah,
I would think so. Like, to me, Pinky, I don't know if you watch porn or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
anyway.
I've seen Pinky. It's very alarming.
Like, she's kind of like borderline. Like, a couple more pounds on her, she's done.
Yeah, she really is.
Not Pinky, though.
When I first seen Pinky, I was scared. I was like, really? Y'all watching little people have sex now?
Yeah, she borderline. Shout out to Pinky, though. Like, I fuck with her, but she's borderline.
Hey, whoever your pleasure, right?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's the arms, too, because they real short and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, she like, yeah.
I'm for real, though. Like, they're really short. Like, because
yeah,
my boys,
the
right,
short,
they
right?
love her. They love her, yeah. Yo, and I'm like, she a little person, yo. Her arms short. All she got is her butt.
Yeah, she borderline. She borderline. Okay, so I know you was calling on to request somebody. So who's you calling to request?
I'm calling to request Black Native in the Streets. I love that song, y'all.
Oh God, let's hope we got it.
Black Native in the Streets. I know. I think I do, but I'm not really sure. So let me see. Anyway. Shout out to Black Native. I think I have it in here. I'm not really sure. So tell everybody, like, who is he? Your boyfriend? Look, I'm nosy.
No, he ain't my boyfriend. He just cool people. And I really appreciate his music.
That's what's up. You don't get that
no
love.
Yeah, he hot. To be from down south, he's really hot. He has an up north flow. I told him that before, and he just cracks up.
So y'all never banged, huh?
Look, you can't bang people. Nah, you can't be banging people that you cool with.
You manage them or something? No.
Nope. I don't manage them.
Just showing love, huh?
You got to. There's no need to show hate. I mean, what's yours is yours,
I know,
right?
That's right. Yeah, there you go. I like you.
I like you right now too. I'll be listening.
I like Black Native too. We gon' he gotta call up here. He gotta stop being scared. He's a scaredy cat. What's going on with him?
I have the faintest idea. I'm going to let him know, though.
Yeah, let him know. Air it out radio. Fire Chick said it. Fire Chick called him a scaredy cat.
Definitely will.
He going to be like, bitch, who you calling scaredy cat?
No, he going to be like, for real, son? I got a call, man.
He probably going to get his whole squad up here and start calling and shit, cussing me the fuck out and stuff.
Nah, that's
like,
how
yeah.
he moves, though.
No? Okay, cool.
He going to call, though. Probably. He really is going to call.
I don't want no problems. But see, that's how you do it, though. You threaten them. You call them out and shit. You're like, oh, yeah, word? Yeah, okay. It's like, that fire? Yeah.
Yeah,
because
like, I don't think you're paying attention.
Yeah, that's how you do. And then you get their attention and be like, yo, what's up? Nah, I was just playing. I was just playing. That's all I was doing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, oh, my God. I don't think there's shit in here. You know, he's really going to be mad now. Stop the jersey. They gonna really kick me in the head. Like, oh, bitch, you from Jersey and you ain't got a track in here? Oh, no. Hold on, let me go.
Yeah, let me go up a little.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Cross your fingers. Cross everything. Oh, we got it. Yeah, cross. Oh, I got it. Yeah,
oh, that's what's up.
I only got one track in here. It's called
what
Black.
You got?
Confederate?
Yo,
is that
I like that then.
Okay, boom, there it is. All right, shout out the Keys, Ed Out Radio, Jersey. Anything else you want to add?
Nah, keep doing your thing. You are a pleasure to listen to, yo.
All right, thank you, babe.
All right, bye.
The rap artist from the heart of Dixie. Rhyme go hard, the hammer of John Henry. Few new dudes refuse to pin with me. True blue hues can turn green with envy. I'm for what the trappers and the fashion enthusiasts are, the ones that's broadcasted and the rest go into furiousness. I'm a mosaic in a homogenous area. Whether formulaic, manufactured by the plethora. They're Black Native, go again, picking up the pen, getting on the song and then rapping about you better than. Well, you can see it as that, but put me up against the times and you'll agree to the fact. Now everybody seems hypnotic, but by the ties of how we rocking the south, so a new flag flies. I've decided to see from the junior the wax grasses, prepare for when the backlash happens. I feel like a Black Confederate, conceded from my brethren, cause most of these brothers full of garbage, what they deserve them. And they say that I should be like them, rhyme is relevant, since some bullshit to be in, and saying F it, man. Black Confederate, conceded from my brethren, cause most of these brothers full of garbage, what than the devil, and say that I should be like them. Rhyme is relevant, fit some bullshit to fit in. Just singing epic, man. Same Andrew Cross, same stars, same design evolved from the stars and bars. Same meaning with the army of Northern Virginia. When it was for battle with sick of you. But you see, I stripped it of its pivot, got rid of the blue and red, gave it black for solidarity instead. Now I understand the different kinds of emotion, this may admit it, and everybody that see it may not get it. But before you strip it apart like a movie with plot, let's take a gander at the swastika.
It means to be good in Sanskrit etymology. A Sanskrit symbol invoking shock. Then came the Nazis, they took away the doubt, changed the black, turned it right, rotated it to the left. You know the rest. I'm doing the opposite, taking something that was oppressive and changing it into something progressive. The symbol of a black Confederate seceded from my brethren. The both of these brothers sold his garments more than his ever been. They say that I could be like them. Rhyme is relevant. Spit some bullshit to fit in. So say it epic, man. Black Confederate seceded from my brethren. The both of these brothers sold his garments more than his ever been. They say that I could be like them. Rhyme is relevant. Spit some bullshit to fit in. So say it epic, man. I know it's still a red state. Go to the wrong place, your race steals your fate. Immigration laws are the toughest in the nation. Business is still true cause of racial segregation. Black woman told no by her congregation to get married at her church cause it was mostly Caucasian. I don't subscribe to false naivete, acting like it's all good. I know what I say, but it ain't all bad either. Got rid of some evils and more will die along with old people. They interracial, they in their pride. No more flip and white girl booties and got rhymes down here. And that redneck youngin' in the hunting for seed gets in his pickup truck and plays all eyes on me. See, that's what I'm talking about. A new day in the South, that old way of thinking out. Led by a black Confederate proceeding from his brethren, cause most of these brothers folks are drawing more than his ever been. They said that he should be like him, rhyme is relevant. Spit the bullshit to fit in. He said, F it, man. Black Confederate proceeding from my brethren, cause most of these brothers folks are drawing more than his ever been. They say that I should be like him, rhyme is relevant. Spit the bullshit to fit in. He's saying, F it, man. I'm saying, F it, man. Black Confederate.
Radio is at Trick Fire. Yeah. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press the 1 if y'all want to talk to abroad, all right? That's what it is. All right, shout out to Keys from Jersey, you know what I mean? Coming up here, the first chick tonight. You know, I hear there's other chicks on the line, so hopefully I'll be able to get to them and, you know, they won't be shy. Donkey or Staya, that is the topic for tonight, all right? Make sure y'all let me know. Y'all can also, if y'all scared, y'all can always hit up the Twitter, you know what I mean, or the Instagram, and let me know what's popping over there, too. Shout out to Ace Fizz, JT, Willie Will, giving thrills. Shout out to Garden State Butcher, you know what I mean, the whole Roundtable Entertainment from AC. Shout out to Dante Diesel. And shout out to, let's see, who else we called up? Oh, yeah, Keys as well. And I got a couple other people that's still on the line, so, you know, please be patient. I'm definitely going to get to you by the end of the night, so don't cuss me out and all that good stuff. Yeah, well, yeah, you can cuss me out. Shit, I like to get cussed out every once in a while. You know what I mean? I'll just smack you back, and then we'll go from there. All right? Anyways, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more if you've been popping, all right? We're going to go to 3735 in our radio.
What's up, Fire?
What's up, who this?
What's up, who this? Propane.
Boom. You know when I see you, snacks is coming your way.
You're not here, not now. I was there. I'm back. I know. Mm. Can we not do that right now?
Okay. I got you. That's why I said snacks is coming your way. You know, it's going down. It's cold up. No, we ain't gonna go there. I'm leaving alone.
Why I gotta get this treatment? I just
listen. Hey, let me tell you, it's hard for a female to act like ain't shit. You know, we ain't mad about nothing. Like, damn. So I'm gonna let it ride.
Oh man, I was down on fire.
Mm-hmm.
I was down on fire. Sorry.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they talking about?
We talk about the donkey, or you want the stallion booty. Yeah, all that.
I'd take a donkey. But I'm really on my petite donkey. You know, them donkeys and them stallions be drawing too much attention and shit. But,
what you looking at?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got time to be knocking niggas the fuck out for disrespecting because they want to be looking at the vision. Then she want to probably be having some skanky shit on.
Damn,
I'm going in public
point
with a chick like that anyway. I need
that's
a petite girl. Yeah, I'm just saying. that's what I like. I mean, but you know, we back in the day, them donkeys and all that was crazy, man. But like I said, them donkeys got me in trouble. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm shitting on my baby moms, y'all. So, you know, you hit my Reverb page up. You know, hear that baby mama drama song for all the child supporters.
We need to get
Popeye's
baby mama call
and
show up,
so
we can really see what it is.
Oh, man. If y'all niggas think my mouth crazy, y'all want to hear her. That shit is just trash talking.
Yeah,
ain't about shit.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, listen. Yeah, I mean, you can do whatever, however you want it, but I'm definitely, this is, when you hear this, because the reason why I'm saying this, y'all, because one of her family members just heard the song over the Reverb Nation joint, and she was calling my brother and shit, because, you know, she like, yo, I gotta talk to Propane. That song is serious. And she was actually crying over that joint, man. So that's how serious I went in on her. But I'm not shitting on her how it sounds like, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But this for all my single fathers. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can pick some other joints out. But it's been a minute since I've been on here spazzing and just chilling, man. I'm enjoying it, man. Fire, I miss you.
Oh, that's good. So I smack you upside your head. Then you're going to be like, why are you abusing me? You abusing me. I said her. Nah, it's total. But you know what? When y'all don't come on, I miss y'all too. So it's like, yo, what you call it at? You know what I mean? Or what you call it? You know, so that's cool. I know y'all got the own things going on.
Well, I mean, what I got going on right now? I really can't think. I'm just, I just sent the dance all night with the Delphons, the WDAS or whatever. You know, that's a single. I'm trying to start pushing this hating on my name as my first single. You know what I'm saying? Just a bunch of stuff, man. But like I said, love on that Reverb Nation, man. I'm focused on y'all niggas hearing this child support. It's called baby mama drama, man. That's what I'm on right now. Y'all niggas go through that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas hit that page of ReverbNation.com Propane 1, man. This shit is real serious out here, man. You know what I mean?
This is real serious.
I ain't even seen you that. That's why I'm telling niggas to hit my page up. These niggas gotta hit my page up until I bless y'all with this stuff. But it's on there. Like I got shit on there, man. But yeah, man, I'm just happy I'm here, man. Air it out Mondays 10 to 1. I know you just like whatever, nigga. Wait until I can. I can just feel your vibe, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how I do.
The heat is rising from my damn hair right now. It's cold out. You know you got it.
Outside of condom style, I got a new safe sex song called Get Tested. And I'm definitely killing it on that safe sex topic, you know, not just because Kaz did it, but you know what I'm saying? Issue my man asked me to do it. So when I release that shit, oh my gosh. Man.
Okay.
But
with all these tracks I don't have.
No, I mean like I said one more time, ladies and gentlemen, ReverbNation.com. Propane 1, you know, if y'all don't know, the captain of Uptown, you know, I got it written on my chest and stomach, you know what I'm saying? This is how we do, though, you know what I mean? Just a real nigga. I hope y'all hear me, you know what I mean? I don't really like repeating myself, but I see I'm going to have to for niggas to catch the message, man. But we can get into, I think the latest one you got is Get Hit, you know, like. But I can't wait to sing you some more music.
Oh, Get Hit.
Now.
Yeah, that's a good one. Get Hit. You should get familiar with that shit. Get Hit.
I still got shit. We can rock out the Get Hit. That song right there is not excluding ladies, you know. Bitches can get hit, niggas can get hit, faggots can get, anybody can get hit. If you in the way of a train, you think the train going to stop and be like, oh, excuse me. No, your ass is getting hit. So stay up out my way and get hit. Are you still? Did your mind going in the gutter just now with that shit? Fire.
What?
Yo, what? You know what? No, mom asked.
Yeah, don't even go there. Don't even go there. Get on your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's me, Propane. You know, for my Facebook. You know, I'm always accepting new friends, man. Anybody want to get down, man, with the team? Or not down, but, you know, listeners, man. I need y'all to listen, man. Open your ears, man, and listen to me. I mean, it's a lot of whack niggas out here. It's a lot of phony niggas, fake niggas, man. Just listen, though, man. I got all types of songs, man. ReverbNation.com, damn it. Propane One. Fuck, I got some saying this shit for. Now I'm getting mad.
Now I'm getting mad. You about to get hit around.
Y'all got me. But yeah, y'all, I appreciate the time, Fire. You know, you can smack me when you get off air. But I got you. I got you. We gotta talk anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So get hit,
Dan. Stay by my way, get hit, y'all. Yeah, that's what we getting into. That fire chick. You know, 347-341-1747. What's the number?
What the fuck? You know what, bye boy. Get hit. He's about to get hit for real. Get out of here,
yo. Yeah. Hey, yo. Yo.
Stay up on my way and get hit. My temper real short, so don't start no shit. I don't do the court, so I'm probably gonna dip. It's a blood sport, not a Van Damme flick. Propane down, why you got that Pam and chick? Blowing bubbles in jacuzzi, blam, blam on dick. My life is not a movie, I don't study no script. Yeah, I bang hard, not a blood over it. I took the bodyguard and put the squad on the list. So I smashed on a nigga bipolar to rest. I watch your every move and I'm plotting your every step. I'm turning into Jeffrey Dahmer. How I slice next, little nigga, that's a promise. I don't make threats, just to discharge your honor. I put them to death, I be smoking, yeah, high, red man. Yeah, stay by my way and get hit. My temper real short, so don't start no shit. I don't do the court, so I'm probably gonna dip. It's a blood sport, like a Van Damme flick. Niggas better stay up on my way and get hit. Bitches better stay up on my way and get hit. Everybody better stay up on the fast. Stay up on the fast. Stay up on my way and get hit. Man, no, rappers can't stop me. Apollo to the rocket, I start a commotion. Get your hand out my pocket. Run up and I pop them, extra Martin or Malcolm. If you want a problem, then that 38 problem. Helicopters and sirens from all of them choppers dropping. Private nurses, rappers gon' need doctors. Rappers gon' need a few more moments of silence. I'm resuffering stuff, this is y'all new to the violence. I poke the eye that's right in between the diamonds. I'm pulling plugs on stage with niggas rhyming. I detonate on the bomb on perfect timing. The world trade job was inside it. You in the box, I'm looking all outside it. One shot, I leave your wig lopsided. Your vision be cock-eyed. I'll probably be killed for my knowledge.
That be Illuminati.
Stay up on my way and get hit. My temper real short, so don't start no shit. I don't do the court, so I'm probably gonna dip. It's a blood sport, like a Van Damme flick. Niggas better stay up on my way and get hit. Bitches better stay up on my way and get hit. Everybody better stay up on my way. In my arena, you gon' see how a shark kill. Hyena hiding spot, war king and lion top. King Kong climbing buildings, camouflage like chameleon. I like a couple of rappers, the rest I ain't feeling. Especially if you sell your soul to inherit millions. To homosexuals, how they stealing our children. Them turquoise skinny jeans, I call them nut huggers. Wolf pack, you can't get enough of us.
This industry saw filled with nothing but bloodsuckers and cockroaches. I raise you niggas with hot toasters. Look, I don't care about your wife, nigga, Doc Rover. It's where that bullshit stop. It's where the boil on the third verse gonna switch it up. Turn it up. Leg me spitting, go in different dimensions. Check it out. Listen. Wig split, plan hit, pay top dollar. Grave dig, grave dug, grandma crying. Paul Bear, hearse coffin ready to slide inside it. Off of this earth on your way to the afterlife. This is not a rhyme, this is a tragical crisis. I shut off my left brain and tapped into my right one. I'm speaking in third person when I say that I like them. And ain't nobody like them. I them. Infant rappers, I simulac them and thrust they diapers. Verbal proboform them, then passing they pacifiers. This is spiritual warfare here, we fighting. But the government keep it a secret so you won't be fighting. Negativity cell, they'll kill you if you enlighten. But you don't know it's Facebook owned by the CIA. So when you in the cell, it's not the time to turn Islamic and convert to Muhammad. Nah, that's not this. They building more jails than schools. What I see, playing us against each other. Jumanji, sounds ivory, search John Tide. Look up all the Rockefeller, Rothschild, bloodline. Statue of Liberty was supposed to be a black thing. They changed it at the last minute, well, what does that say? People still racist, chill with that gay shit. If you don't wanna get hit, then step up on my way then, bitch.
Air It Out Radio is set to fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Get my motherfucking number right. Or smack to your ass. Yeah, propane. You already got it covered. So we will. I'm going to be nice to you right now. All right, so anyway, press one if y'all want to talk to abroad. All right, see. Now, see, this is what I love. I love this. So if why y'all ain't told me all I had to do was talk shit about somebody for them to call up the show? All right, so maybe I need to start doing this a little bit more. You know what I mean? Because then I get calls like this. Who's this? This 4868? Who's this right here? Air It Out Radio.
Yo, what's happening?
Who this? Who this?
This is the Scary Cat, Black Native.
Look how easy that was. Shout out to Keith. You know what
but,
I mean?
What you don't know is I was already in the queue. You know what
you
I'm
was already
like,
in the queue?
I was already in the queue.
Mm-hmm. Look,
I had to tweet yesterday. Told you I was calling in today.
Alright, okay. I thought you was gonna do your light work. Okay. Alright. Look, you see how I'm backpedaling, right? You see how I'm backpedaling. But look, if I would have known that's how easy it was for you know me to just get people on, I would have been like, at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So listen, I might have to do that a couple more times. You know what I mean? You never know what happens. All right, so listen,
you never know.
Donkey or stallion? What's
all right, so my thing is this: a stallion is a male horse in general, so I can't even say I want a stallion. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
so
I mean, I
gotta go with. You know, the donkey. Plus, from down south, the whole donk, all those are derivatives from donkey. So,
okay.
You know, that's just.
So, you don't mind
you know,
the cellulite and all that good stuff?
Man, look. I can tell this.
Man,
you know,
look.
I can tell this. And,
you can care. What do you mean you can care less?
I can care less. I mean, look.
What? You gotta care.
I mean,
you know
look,
what
if it's not
looking
like
flop,
you know what I mean? I mean, if it's not looking like flop, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But donkey don't necessarily, see, I think a lot of folks, I'm from down south, so big butts ain't nothing down here. I think in other areas, you know, it's a bigger deal. But down here, a donkey's an everyday thing. A stallion's an everyday thing. So my rating scale is a little different. You
okay.
Know? So, and as far as, you know, I went one dude with somebody how, if he was walking with another, he was walking with his chick, and, you know, he ain't got time to be fighting, dude. Like, I've had dudes, like, look at my chick, and I just slap on the butt and like, laugh at the dude because, you know, it's like, aha, I got this. You want it. So I don't care.
Right. You don't care. So you mean to tell me it never caused you no kind of problems?
No. Ain't nobody trying to step to me. Like, you know, you can. But I haven't been confronted about that at all, no.
Okay. All right. Well, you one of the few. Cause I done been with dudes and niggas be like, yo, who that? They disrespecting a dude. But, you know, it is what it is. So, you know. But, you know, okay. You're lucky. You one of the few. All right, so listen, I do not have any more tracks of yours. I only had that one.
No, so like, I said, like, so all the songs I teach you the first time, I got to resend them?
Yeah, probably. Because I only have one in here. That might have been when I was having all these technical problems. So I do have the one in here.
Okay,
I can read it already.
I can resend the other joint, so ain't no thing.
Resend it, and then we can get you on track. So listen, for those that do not know, if you know, just like your girl or, you know, your friend or whatever requested that track. So when you come on, you can request another one of your tracks. So it could be,
yeah.
I just don't play the same track. So anybody else can call up and request it. You know what I mean? Okay, cool. So you're good. All right, so you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff on the website?
Make sure y'all check me out on Twitter at Wakandan King. That's WAKANDAN King. You can check me out. My YouTube is Black Native DSA. You just put it in on YouTube and it's there. Black Native DSA. I got my whole first mixtape on the Nutchuck on there. I got a few videos, so I got some visuals as well with the, you know, the music and everything. So those are my main two as far as my music. I'm on Bandcamp as well. blacknative.bandcamp.com. Yeah, so you type in SoundCloud, Black Native as well. If you put in Black Native on either Bandcamp, YouTube, and SoundCloud, I'm going to show up. So
okay. All right, there it is. All right, so shout out to Black Native. Shout out to Keys for, directing the message. And also, you know.
But yeah, I'll make sure I have some music for you to play next week. So, you know.
All right, that's what's up. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so Air Doll Radio, that's your fire, Monday, 7 to 1. All right, and shout out to Black Native, shout out to Keys, you know what I mean? I knew she was going to get to her. She was like, yeah, you know that bitch fire, right? She on there popping shit. Like, she probably didn't say it like that, but you know, she definitely got the point across. So shout out to Keys, you know what I mean, for laying that message. Shout out to everybody that's still on the line chilling with me. Shout out to Ace Biz, JT, you know, Willie Will, the whole Garden State Pusher, you know what I mean, Jersey, you know, like good stuff. Cause it's Dante Diesel. Listen, I like crazy, but I still like heavyweight more, you know what I mean? All right, Dante Diesel, we better start requesting that again, man. We'll put you in the eye. But I know I'm Miley, right? Okay, so anyway, shout out to my other callers that's on here as well. And I'm going to really get to them in a few minutes. So just hang tight, people. All right, I'm going to go to 9541 Air It Out Radio. Ooh, come on.
It's your boy Nightcrawler.
Uh-oh.
A.K.A. Mr. Slap a Nigga.
Slap a Nigga.
Damn straight.
Okay. So what's going on, Nightcrawler? You want the styling booty or the donkey booty?
Man, let's put it like this. Like your boy said right before me, I'm a southern nigga. What the hell you think we like down here? In Texas, damn, we do it big, damn, but it's got to be the donkey, you heard?
Cellulite City, woo!
You call it what you want, hey, I don't like them wide all outside, damn, but I just like them with enough, you know what I'm saying, they can bounce with it.
Mm.
I don't need nothing that's got an extended back, damn it, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you trying to wiggle and you ain't wiggling nothing but your back, damn it, it ain't doing nothing.
Okay. All right, so the jungle booty. I'm surprised I ain't called it that, the jungle booty.
Hey, well, I say, you know, that dog is what that South all about, you know what I'm saying? That shit started, you know, way back in the shit, early 90s and shit, you know what I'm saying? With Deuce and Creole D and all that, you know, shit. Some of these damn that shit to another fucking level. It's the difference between having a donkey and then having a shit that just don't make no damn sense.
Okay. But shout out to the white girls too. They really, you know, they growing something back there too. You know what I mean? They really
more.
Getting outrageous. Yeah.
Some of them more.
You know
they
yeah. Okay. So, what's going on with the whole Nightcrawler situation?
Well, you know, Nightcrawler always be doing something. Yeah, see, it could be good, it could be bad, but either way you look at it, it's just me.
Uh-oh. So what does that mean?
Whatever I do, whatever
that
I
mean?
Do
good. So no more beef. We good with the beef?
Man, there's always niggas talking shit. At the end of the day, you know, I'm not the type of shit. I'm gonna talk to you for a hot minute, but I'm gonna let you know if you really want to do something. You already know what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna talk to you long, damn it. I'm gonna put it out there for a hot second just so I can draw the little attention it needed to be. So when I whip your ass, it can go and wax it. Everybody already know I said it's gonna happen.
So are you coming down here for the Airdot Radio Road Tour?
Man, I just heard about that shit. You said it's in
Wednesday. Whatever. I don't even want to hear that. Last time I told you, you know.
Look, babe,
nigga,
hold on.
Here.
What I tell you, okay? You know, when you dealing with criminal cases, you know, when you can't leave the state, you know, that's what you're working with, you know what I'm saying? What a why.
Y'all real pimps. Y'all cross the border anyway.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I did that one time already, and guess what? They brought me back on the violation, damn it. You know, that cost me more money, you know. So at the end of the day, ain't no telling, man. You got to be careful. And I'm facing too many motherfucking years, man. You talk about a nigga, they trying to get life to them. I ain't trying to see it.
Oh, wow. I tried. Well, maybe next time.
No, I mean, hold on. I told you. I'm clear of that shit. I'm talking about when you were talking about the rest of them from back then. You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
Okay, well, you
like,
always got something going on, so you good. I got one in April and June. What's good?
April and June.
Yep.
April and June. Let's put it like this. I'm going to make one of them dates. I'm just not going to tell you which one it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that last year, too, you know?
Hey, like I said, I can't help but these motherfuckers to be surprise attack, man. I can't help that.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to be on your ass, too. You and Mr. Willie Will.
Look, man, I ain't been in no shit in a minute, and I'm trying to stay out of it for right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hold a low profile, damn it.
Okay. All right. So, anything else popping off with you?
I ain't really been in the studio lately, but shit, I'm steady writing, so don't think that it's over with for me. Never that. I got some new joints I'm about to drop down real soon. I'm still trying to get everything situated and straight.
Okay.
So something's coming.
It's always something. So we're not playing a track tonight, because I know last time I talked to you,
yeah,
right,
got
no
track.
Do I? Yeah,
got
I don't
no
know. Not no new ones.
I thought
I
you deleted all
those. Oh, yeah, I didn't get around to it. I don't think I did.
Oh, see, that's your fault.
He said that's my fault.
Yeah, I told you to go ahead and scratch those, man, because we on some different shit right now. You know, we on some chilling nigga shit, because I'm just getting tired of all this bullshit running around, you know. This, that, and the other. Everybody want to be this. Everybody want to be that. They fictional characters. And I'm tired of the fiction. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know what? I did delete them. Oh, you're good.
Yeah. I'm just tired of all the, you know what I'm saying, all the hoopla, this, that, and the other niggas out here shooting, killing, and these niggas wouldn't even know what a fucking case was if the motherfucker came from 7-Eleven grocery store, you heard me?
So mean.
Hey, man, I can tell in real fashion, you know what I'm saying? There's real niggas out here, you know, that been dead real time and caught real cases, to be sitting up here and giving their life story being told by niggas who basically would sit in the house watching TV and then want to come out stealing niggas'
shit and trying to make this glorify what another nigga that went through, but they don't know the struggle the nigga went through before then. They don't know what the nigga went through during then. They don't know what the struggle the nigga went through after then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to kill that shit, man.
Right. Okay. All right, so you want to give any shout-outs? You want to give your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff? And make sure you hit me up, because you never hit me up while we on the show, so I can retweet your ass.
Oh, okay, so obviously that just goes to show you ain't checking your damn Twitter like you should there, because before you
whatever.
Put me on, about an hour ago, I didn't hit you up, damn it.
Really? Let me see. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead
talking.
And see if I call your ass out. You want to get
mm-hmm.
a contact with Nightcrawler, damn it. You hit me up, NITEKWRALAH. Just fucking, just put that name in, damn it. You gonna find me. And if you don't find me, damn it, you wasn't looking.
Oh. Yeah, because you saw his name all crazy and shit, so.
I mean, I guess.
You don't spell it the ghetto way. The right
well,
way.
Well, I'm just saying, I got so much shit out there, and I don't even know what the fuck half the shit I'm on, because to tell y'all the truth, I didn't sign myself up for none of that shit. I'm just out there.
Mm-mm. All right, well, I definitely appreciate you calling in. Send me some new stuff.
Yeah, you got it covered, trust me.
Okay. All right, babe.
All right.
Air It Out Radio, it's at Chicks Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Nightcrawler. Make sure you hit me up, Nightcrawler, and give me that info one more time on Twitter so that everybody can hit you up. And you know what? He was actually known as the most controversial Air It Outer on the show. You know, he had his little beef with somebody else on the show, but so he's been kind of laid back, so I give him kudos for that because he's in the show. So anyway, I was looking for you, Austin. I don't know what happened to you, babe. So hopefully, maybe you might hit the lines up or whatever again, and I'll come back to you. So shout out to Austin Fresh. I don't see you on here. You was up next, so I'm gonna keep it moving. You know, I gotta keep it moving. But whenever you hit me back up or whatever, maybe you went to the bathroom or something. Number one, front back all day, okay? All right, so anyway, yeah, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping. 347-677-1163, and I'm going to keep it moving. 1718, who's this?
Great. Great? Yeah, it's great. You
what's
already know.
On?
Brian, what's up? We chilling.
Uh-oh.
You chilling? Yeah.
So I know you're gonna cuss me out. I know you're gonna cuss me out.
Oh man. You know. Yeah, I gotta air you out right now.
Uh oh. Okay, I deserve that.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you posted the thing on the gram and you ain't even tagged me in there. You tagged the other people.
I know. I just realized that I was like, oh no, somebody gotta change their name in. This is a problem.
But my partner corrected it. You know, he put me up in there. You know what I mean? He on the line too. Gunny on the line with me too. Yeah. Gunny.
Oh yeah, that's the one I had to
get off fire. What's up, baby?
What up? How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing, sweetheart? We chilling. You know how we do, man. TF in the building. Block Wave in the building. Shout out to Air Out Radios. Philly, what up?
That's what's up. See, look. See, that's what you got to do. You got to check up at the spot. Like, yo, man, why you ain't coming on the show, huh? Huh?
Yeah.
And then they come on. That's how you do them. He was like, yeah, I'm going to be on there, fire. I'm going to be on there. He's showing off this. So that's what's up. That's why.
No, I had to keep my promise. You said I couldn't lie to you, sweetheart. I'm, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? You thought I was playing, though. We don't play them games over here. We regulate. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I know that's right. I respect that. You know what I mean? I respect
that.
But he be going home to y'all. He be shouting y'all out and everything, and then y'all don't come on. So it's like, you know.
I was MIA, baby, missing the action for a moment. But you know, we back at it, man. We trying to do it right. Hey, listen, what happened to that performance shout out? You know, we did our thing up in there, man.
Yeah.
You know,
I know that's right.
Building, man.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, well, I kind of summed it up, you know, with everybody in the beginning. I was like, shout out to everybody that came through or whatever. I think I did give him a shout out. I gave him a shout out. I said, great. But you probably missed it, you know what I mean? You real,
okay, okay.
Yeah, it was real.
Okay,
no,
all,
you know what I mean?
Cause
I, yeah, it's cordial.
It's all good. We enjoyed ourselves. We had a great time. We was happy to come out,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, we definitely had fun, though.
Yeah, I know y'all
yeah,
did.
We had fun.
I know y'all
yeah,
did.
You see the look on my face in that junk.
I know. Especially
right.
Great. He got the chance to all the chick up, so you
oh,
know
yeah.
What I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
He gonna talk about that. Wasn't me. That wasn't me. Yeah, that was new.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the EO. The EOWS.
Yeah,
yeah, it was going down in there. It was definitely going down with that oil. That oil was flying everywhere in there. They was losing it. They definitely was losing control in there.
Yeah, some chick lost her hair and, you know, like, whoa. He was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes down at the EOWS.
So
that's
yeah,
what's
bad.
Going on with
Bree?
And, oh, wait, I
got to
ask y'all about the donkey and
the
stallion situation. So
what y'all think? Oh, yeah, yeah, we waiting for you to get to that. Now, first of all, I'm gonna put it like this. A stallion would be like a Beyonce. A stallion would be like a Lisa Ray. A stallion would be like a Stacey Dash. That's in shape right there, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
You know, like, and a donkey is a Cherokee, right, of course. A donkey is a Pinky, of course. You know what I mean? That's a donkey right there.
Buffy the body and all that.
So, you know what I mean? I was listening to my man earlier. I didn't know what he was talking about, but, you know what I mean? That's the correction, man. You know what I mean? That,
yeah, we,
you know, Cherokee has a donkey. That is a donkey.
Yeah. That's a
donkey?
That's a donkey. That's a muffin.
That's a,
okay.
That's
a
muffin. In the trunk. Right.
In the trunk, you know what I'm saying? With the trunk all popped open. That thing flying all wild out. It's everywhere. That thing, like, the dumbass. We call it the dumbass. The D-ass.
Dumbass.
Damn.
Yeah, so,
okay.
Right. So.
Okay,
I mean,
now,
you know,
so,
nowadays.
What kind of answers y'all say I have then? Because we were trying to verify this.
Oh yeah, we was talking about that. You know what I'm saying? While we was listening in, you know, I wasn't really speculating. Cause I couldn't speculate like I wanted to because you had that kitty fur on. But you know what I'm
exactly.
talking about?
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? You see how I could cover that all up, right? Yeah, it goes down.
Yeah, but you know, next time I'm gonna get my X-ray vision on and get to look through that junk. I know that thing, right? I know it is.
Yeah, hey, look, I was listening to the Dante Deezer earlier. I actually remember when you had that, what you had on, that sneaker boot joint. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
said, yeah.
Yeah, that thing real. It's real.
I think
you're in between. I think you're in between.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm saying. I think I'm like a C cup right there. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah.
It's in the center. Yeah, yeah, like. In the middle, yeah, I'm right on the borderline.
Right.
Yeah,
she don't
let it show much, but it's just right.
No,
I see
I sure don't. I sure don't. You know, I focus on other stuff.
Yeah, listen, I'm focused too, but I got the multitask. You understand what I'm talking about?
Right. You
got
to multitask.
Yeah.
I got the multitask on that. I got to do the music, and then I got to peep out what's up in the, you know, saying up in my peripherals. You know, saying I got to check everything out.
You're stupid.
Right.
All right. So what's going on with, you know, Great and, you know, his situation?
Well, like I said, you know, we working, we moving, we hitting up these different venues. You know what I'm saying? We building the team getting stronger. You know what I mean? We getting, you know, the movement getting bigger. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of dudes is, you know, they getting a whiff of us now. You know what I mean? They starting to know, you know, who we are, a little bit more about us. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we, you know, we just going to continue to keep working. You know what I'm saying? And keep doing what we do. You know what I mean? No matter what. And we're going to be hitting up a lot of these venues. Actually, tomorrow, we're going to be at the 3G Lounge. So if anybody, y'all not doing nothing, come down there. I'm going to post it on the Gram, Twitter, and everything. Right. Get everybody the information. You know what I'm saying? Me and Gunny, we definitely right. there. We out there.
Okay, and what's yeah, going so on over there? What's going on over there?
Oh, it's a little open mic thing going on. They're going to have, like, a fashion show thing going on there. It's a different, it's a few different things going on there. Shout out to my man, Anthony Phillips. He the one that, he's throwing a tank. You know what I mean? He always showing me love. You know, he be hitting me up, letting me know that, you know what's popping, you know what I mean? To come through, you know, here, come through there. You know what I mean? So shout out to him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And,
that's what's
yeah,
up.
And, you know, working on this, cooking up this second, you know, still cooking up the work for the second project. No more Mr. Nice Guy, my man Gunny. He's still finishing up his project. You know what I mean? It's almost
right, redemption.
Done.
Redemption
yeah.
almost done. It's coming, Philly, you know what I'm saying? Whole try
yeah.
to take that redemption going to be crazy. Like, you know, we shout out to D Nice on the Beast. Like, we got
yeah.
this young guy. Like, I'm talking about he's a terror on the Beast. I don't see nobody fucking with him, and he in a whole nother bracket. No lie.
Not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to D Nice, shout out to Yachty Box Studios, you saying?
Yeah.
Them Bad King niggas, J.I. and them, my man,
yeah.
Mean Streets, the
yeah.
big homie. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just trying to get, we trying to put that TF, we trying to stamp that TFM everywhere. That's what
yeah.
we do. We marketing our brand right now. We putting it in
y'all
faces. If y'all ain't feeling us now, y'all be feeling us later because we putting that in y'all faces. That's real trap.
For sure.
Shout out to J.O., you know, the young nigga on the scene, you want to stay in the studio and stuff. Like, he one of the,
yeah.
he's, for him to be young, he's really talented, you know, with the engineering. So shout out to him. I did a track with him before, so he's definitely good at what he does,
okay.
you know what I mean? Give him a couple
okay.
more years, he'd be really as good as Rug, you know?
Okay.
And that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
What we doing is me and Great, we link up, man. I was down for a minute, but now I'm back. Shout out to Rogies, my little brother V, Yay Hustle. My whole organization been about that music thing. And we, you know what I'm saying, right now, we just taking it to a whole nother limit, man. Sky is the limit. It's way past the sky. I'm talking about the galaxy. We stunting on these fools this year. 2015
yeah.
all year, man. Real track. TFM,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Block Weave.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Fuss, too. That's our engineer right now. We fucking
yeah,
with him.
Fuss, big. Yeah, we fuck with Big Daddy Fuss, baby.
Yeah, he didn't did work with some big time people like, you know, like Corrupt.
Are
you know what I mean? From the West Coast.
Fuck.
What's what that?
Fuss.
Flux?
His name's Fuss.
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 Fuss. Fuss. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
oh,
no Fuss.
I was about to say, damn, what kind of shit is this? All right, cool.
I know, right? I got that nasty old mind over there. I get it from y'all.
Well, we can't get into no track, but go ahead and give them your Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff.
All right, man, you know, man, all right, here we go, man. Y'all already know me. I'm quite sure y'all done heard me and tuned in already, you know what I mean? So, you know, I wanted y'all to hear some of this, you know, this King Fortune music, and y'all will eventually. But I'm going to give y'all some bars real quick.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Wait, what's up?
Let me pause the music. All right, go ahead.
I said, yo, I stay on my Dougie, fresh brand new gear. Brown leather cream bows, hoes point at my footwear. Fuck swag, I'm rather unique and I'm too rare. Hennessy mixed with the coke, I call that root beer. I'm so appalled when I spit, better beware. So fucking hot, I make the devil say hell yeah. I'm a fire flame spitter, shitty sharp like my barber with the clippers. And I'm on point like Chris Paul with the clippers. I don't tweet much, but you can follow me on Twitter. Look. I'm from where it go down and get dark. Fights break out, then it cleared out with sparks. Another man down, yellow tape, white chalk. TFM hoodie on, R.I.P. Trayvon Mark. This rap is like art, paint a picture Michelangelo. So exquisitely vivid, HDR cameo. Put your speaker on, turn me up in your stereo. It's great, I just aired it on Air It Out Radio.
It goes down. Great, motherfucker. How about that? Okay. I like that. All right, so shout out to Great. Right. You know what I mean? For blessing.
NEH.
Yeah, NEH. Yeah. Did you want to give him your info, too?
Yeah, listen, man. You know, you can hit me up on
on the gram, Gilmore 1600 / Gunny H. Check out our YouTube channel, Team Fortunate Music 15. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we buzzing, like, we trying to buzz. We bumblebeeing right now. We buzzing around everything. We where all the honey at, like I said. Check out that YouTube channel. We coming. More things happening. Like, we, you know, we jumping in that section right now. So, like I said, this year's our year, man. We throwing them in the, like, we the next shit out there. Believe that, though. We really is, though. And if you ever seen us perform, then you know we always turned up, man. And we stay, we going to stay turned up until the fucking knob break at us.
Oh, yeah. Like the volume. Yeah, y'all already know. Follow me at Great Game TFL15. Again, that's Great Game TFL15. And you know, my Twitter is TFM_great. You know, we get it popping on there. We air them out on the gram too. You know what I mean? We
All day.
And you know what? I was still waiting for my picture, that picture. But you know what? I realized that you did it on the Listen, look, I know the reason why you couldn't send it, because you did it on the that other thing where you got to create
you.
All right,
well, I got you. The one who was messing up with the pictures, though. All right, you the one messing all up, like you were still tipsy when you sent it.
She had some of the punch too.
Yeah, and punch.
Yeah,
they
should
talk about that punch.
Uh-oh.
The punch had me wasted.
Nah, I ain't have no punch. I just have vodka. See, y'all playing. Straight
That's
vodka.
Enough punch right there.
Yeah. I don't play with the punch. I do vodka and hit me shots. What? Stop playing.
I see you, baby. You looking like a bottle of Henny, I tell you that.
You know what? Y'all silly. Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate that. Great, send me them tracks. And you know, so we can make sure how you looking fly for next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure I meet that deadline next time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we gonna meet that deadline, because I got something I want you to throw up on there too, man. I need some airplay on Air It Out Radio, big. All
right, there it is. All right, well, definitely appreciate y'all coming through, babe. I'm gonna keep it moving. I love y'all to death.
Yeah.
All right,
you
touch
me up.
FM Blockwave.
All right, FM Blockwave. We out. Great.
There it is. Air It Out Radio with that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 0081. Air It Out Radio. 0081. Yoo-hoo.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on? What's this?
This is Austin Fresh.
Austin, what the hell? What's going on?
Yeah, sorry, call dropped. You know, it got crazy.
Right. It's like that sometimes. It gets like that. All right, tell everybody where you from.
I'm from Minnesota.
Oh.
Cold up here, yeah.
I like that. What's happening in Minnesota?
Just snowing and college going on, and it's crazy up here, you know.
Yeah, it does look like we snow a lot down there. It looks like we snow a lot. I said it looked like it snows a lot down there.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Down there where you at? Yeah. Okay. All right, so listen, you like a donkey or a stallion? What's the deal?
Man, well, I like butt, you know. I keep it locked on the butt. So I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to go with stallion, you know.
You go with the stallion? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you know what I mean? Keep it tight.
Yeah, you know, everybody going with donkey, you know. Now, I keep telling the tight.
Donkey is plain, right? They played out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks better in public, you know. You don't got
that's the
all that hanging out.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, cellulite, cellulite. Yeah, remember, is that a word? Okay, well, it's mine now. It's a new one right now. Cellulite. But yeah, you know what I mean? That's all unnecessary. Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Okay, so what's going on with, you know, Austin? Austin Fresh?
Oh, you know, I'm just I'm recording every day, you know, getting ready to drop a new mixtape, Accidentally Fresh. That'll be coming out pretty soon. But, yeah, just recording and writing every day, getting people around, collabing, all that, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Accidentally Fresh, I like that. So you accidentally got fresh, or like, what was the meaning of that?
No, I just, you know, not everybody can really just, you can't just choose to be fresh. So, I mean, you just, it's accidentally, you know, it just comes to you.
Okay. I like it. Now, you sound like the nationality. What's going on there?
I'm just Norwegian, Caucasian, all that, you know.
Yeah. I like it, though. I like it. Because, you know, those be the ones that be, you know what I mean, throw you off. Be like, what? Okay. Never know. Shoot. You know what I mean? You never know. Okay. So, you know, you being a Caucasian, you know, of course, you ain't trying to get no donkey booty. You want the style and all that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you ain't say the petite chick. I'm surprised you ain't say the petite chicks, because, you know, y'all don't really like a whole lot of ass. Y'all just like that right amount of ass. The grip, hand grip ball.
Exactly.
He said exactly. You know what? I'm mad at you. I ain't mad at you. All right. So, you got anything else you want to promote? You got any shows and stuff coming up?
No, just working hard on the mixtapes, you know. Big shout out to everybody at MSUM, you know, College Moorhead. Love it. Everybody supporting me, you know. Can hit me up on my Twitter at It's Austin Fresh, or on my Instagram, It's Austin Fresh, or you can go to my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/AustinFresh, and that's all spelled the same, AustinFresh.
I'm digging the name, though. I like their name. It's different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I went through a lot of names before I landed on Austin Fresh. I mean, I was all over the place, so.
Yeah, I don't blame you, because I went through a couple of names, too. Don't laugh, but my first name was Freesha. I know that sounds so corny, right?
Okay.
Freesha. I know, Freesha. I have no idea where that shit came from, but it was whack. So thank God I stayed with fire. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, Lord, I don't know what the hell. And then I went through a whole couple phases, Ken and Dean and all kind of shit. But, yeah, thank God. Whew. Yeah, so I feel you on that one. But I like that one. It has a nice little ring to it. So that's what's up. Okay. All right, so I guess we're going to get into one of your tracks here. You want to give them, you got anything else you want to let everybody know about?
No, just shout out to the crew, the family listening at home. I know everybody's on the radio right now, just banging out right now, and I think they're ready for some Get Ratchet.
All right. So, I'm trying to find this track here. You know, I'm stalling this shit.
Yeah.
All right. So, you on Instagram, right?
Yeah. At It's Austin Fresh.
Did you hit me up on Instagram?
I don't know. I got it on Twitter. Okay.
Damn, you supposed to lie, like y'all men do.
God. I wasn't gonna lie.
You supposed to lie, be like, yeah, I hit you up, and then you get off the air, and then you hit me up.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're supposed to know.
Nah,
yeah,
I'm
you
real.
Did
I'm
that
real.
One.
I don't lie.
I know that's right. All right, go ahead, babe, introduce it for me.
All right, guys, here's Get Ratchet from my mixtape, Accidentally Fresh. Hope you guys enjoy.
Here it is, Air Out Radio.
Bitch. All right.
Get ratchet with it, drop it to the floor, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Make the booty shake, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Drop it to the floor, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Make the booty shake, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, make the booty shake. Run for bouncing up and down, shaking like an earthquake. Man, she too fake, and for God's sake, got a kid saying whoa. I'm awake, we in the club and you grinding on them real slow. Take it up now, drop it to the flow. My shit about to blow when she get real throw. She bow down but she still look like a pro, huh? I'm different but I'm feeling brand new. Young thriller with a bomb ass attitude.
tattoo. Just because it's true doesn't mean I need you. So sorry, girl, but swerve, I'ma lose you. Drive off in a Rari, no delay. I do it big with a glass full of Bombay. My crew newer than LA or the Bay, and we hit them even when we on break. So you need to get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Drop it to the floor, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Make that booty shake, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Drop it to the floor, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Make that booty shake, girl, get ratchet with it. Artari, a girl like Bacardi, riding around in that famous shit, Ferrari. Yeah, we gon' party like we in Cali. I stay strapped up like I'm in the military, huh? Yeah, and your bride gon' follow. I always stay higher than the ceiling, Apollo. Yeah, I'm being followed like I got a thousand shadows. So I hit it like my name was Drake, that gon' be the motto, huh? 2 Chainz said it best, I got a fucking problem. And you over there staring, what's your fucking problem? I keep it selling, kid, like a new album. I got racks on racks, I'ma stack a column. I got a yellow bone that be throwing switches. Change it up, sick and eat you all, bitches. Fill my cup up, cause it's getting kinda low. She say her favorite feature is the way I set my flow, huh? Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Drop it to the floor, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Make the booty shake, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Drop it to the floor, girl, get ratchet with it. Get ratchet with it, girl, get ratchet with it. Make the booty shake, girl, get ratchet with it.
Radio, check out the website, airoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Yeah, I had some little technical difficulties. I'm up there running my mouth behind the scenes and everything as well. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in and is still online and all that good stuff. I'm going to keep it moving. Make sure y'all hit me up. No, don't hit me up because we pretty much about to be out the damn door at the end of the day. So, check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and I'm going to keep it moving. Let me get my music playing here, you know, I'm slipping and all that good stuff. All right, so anyway, I'm going to go to 4750, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What it do, Fire? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Google Boop, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand-up, a.k.a. Mr. Bingham Bitches. What it do?
That's a long ass name.
Hey, you know how long it took me to practice that?
I can imagine. I'm sure it took some time. So anyway, donkey or stallion?
See, donkeys are not very elegant, you know. I don't want nothing baying at me all day, and you know what I'm saying. You only have a donkey for hard manual labor. I like a stallion. That's pretty. They're you know what I'm saying? They're cultured. You know what I'm saying? They're grown.
A donkey is not all pretty. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the stallion.
Oh, the stallion is pretty. As you see.
Yeah, they're groomed. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Basically, okay. it's a difference between the Facebook bathroom shot, you know what I'm saying, and the runway models.
Right. Okay. All right, so listen, I know we toward the end, so give them, you know, run them down about your show, too, because, you know, people think that other radio personalities don't, you know, deal with each other like that. So shout out to you and your movement that you got going on with Blast Your Thoughts. So let them know about that.
Yeah, man, I'm Dope Ass Music, the host of the No Filter Radio Show on Blast Your Thoughts. You know, Blast Your Thoughts is on every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I mean, you know, just make sure you tune in and send in your music. We slap your music, call in, we go crazy, hamburger. You know what I'm saying? It's all about supporting the indie artist. I am an indie artist, so you know what I'm saying? I got your back.
There you go. I like that. I like that. Okay. So you got anything else popping off?
Just I'm hitting Mardi Gras in February. Other than that, you know what I'm saying?
pretty much did. Right now I'm just working on the album. You know what I'm saying? I dropped the mixtape back on Thanksgiving, and now it's time to stop giving away stuff for free. Now it's time to charge.
Right. Okay.
No more free 99.
You're so silly. All right, so you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff when they can reach you?
You're saying it. I am Dope Ass Music. If you do not know how to spell that without any S's or C's, that's DOPEASZMUZIK. You're saying I'm Mr. Googleable for a reason. Just type that in. You can find me everywhere. If you can't find me, then you put the wrong name in.
Damn. Well, yeah, pretty much.
You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? And I guess what, by I found it. You know what I'm saying? If you can, we can slap that My Music.
I'm trying to see right now. Let me see what it's hitting for. But yeah, I don't know. I know when I put it in, I put it under you. So like, I'm hoping that we can get that hit, because I know I'm one for the rest of the night, and I'm hoping that I can get through everybody. Because I hate not playing y'all tracks. I know. This is the second time calling in too. I'm like, oh no, I gotta have this shit. Yeah.
And you. Well, My Music is spelled with MOBBMUZIK. You same thing.
Yeah.
You can find it underneath Dope Ass Music.
It should be in here, because I'm pretty sure I kind of got, like, everybody, you know, in here from yesterday. From, you know, I made sure of it. Except for Great. he's probably going to be out. But, yeah, like, he was in another batch, so I have to really get to that situation. Oh, okay, I'm getting to you. All right, so what track we getting into?
My music.
Yeah, that's what we do in the band.
We mob.
All right, we're going to get into that joint. Thank you for calling up, babe.
No doubt. I support you all day.
There it is. So fast music, baby. At our radio.
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk, sounding like I got an alligator in the back.
Drop the bomb, I'm the West Coast Don.
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk, sounding like I got an alligator in the back.
Drop the bomb, I'm the West Coast Don.
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk, sounding like I got an alligator in the back.
Drop the bomb, I'm the West Coast Don.
Bay boy in the building, and I'm loving the feeling. Fresh as damn game, my swag, it's hitting the ceiling. Get a slap in the trunk, don't smoke in the skunk. But I'll smoke that ass if it comes to some fun. Don't be the hustler, get the print with the mustard. Gotta get this clear, last thing kind of like custard. That's what I play with, yeah. But I'm tougher than a talker, pray, loot a cord too. But the last like a hundred, but I'm a big block boy, making big block noise. 380 like a shitty, keep you dodging like a hemi. If I ever cock the semi, be ghost is going star and Debbie. I'm a tycoon with these loony tunes, but I'm a ghastly goon. When I roll with the blood tunes, don't need a crew. Whether from the shoulder or from the host and army of one, don't get it twisted, brother. If I put a gun, popping tops like a free son.
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, why should I say black truck sounding like I got an alligator in the back? I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, why should I say black truck sounding like I got an alligator in the back?
Drop the bomb, I'm the West Coast Don.
My demeanor to haters is appealing to give them warm feelings, almost like sink meter. Coming straight from hell, put the two in your chest, drop a dime, turn you into what you will. Cold with the bars, living permanent scars, who's shooting poison darts. No cocoa butter when I stretch out marks, lyrical nightmare. Versus bitch you wear, going crystal lake, on your Ricky Lake, on your chicken side, shaking bait. A few minutes of heat is all it takes. But I stay off Maury Povich, cause I use a kind of bitch. You can talk while I show. I stay up late night. To you, Davis, let's go. Here's a letter, man, a barbarian. After I shoot, then they calling me Conan. I'm beat in the east, the best on the west. Well, I'm not the one you wanna test. Cause I don't pop quiz when I pop brain fizz. Flatline to your haters. You can chew on me now and stop me later.
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump. Why should I say black truck sounding like I got an alligator in the back?
Drop the bomb, I'm the West Coast Don.
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump. Why should I say black truck sounding like I got an alligator in the back?
Drop the bomb, I'm the West Coast Don.
I'm getting it cracking, Bay Boy in the building. Always gifted to the scene, what the others be lacking. My music be clapping, like a chemical reaction. What the body's reaction, but we're rapping, start packing. Conjunction, junction, party started.
Rockaway boys and rock kick things off like some socks. She's the one jugging the trunk like Stephen and Sun. Collar popping, never stopping, watching all this girl's booty dropping. Feels I'm copping, cherry on top like quit chopping.
I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hawk. Pull up with the slump, why should I play black trunk down like I got an alligator in the back? I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hawk. Pull up with the slump, why should I play black trunk down like I got an alligator in the back? I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hawk. Pull up with the slump, why should I play black trunk down like I got an alligator in the back? I'm a motherfucking beast, I'm a motherfucking hawk. Pull up with the slump, why should I play black trunk?
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Okay, dope ass music. I know that. I know you was doing it like that. Okay. All right, so anyway, shout out to Bone Beats. This is one of his beats or whatever. I try to slide it in every once in a while when I can. All right, I'm going to keep the lines moving. I'm going to go to 1691, Air It Out Radio.
Hi.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? This is Skeet the Young Poet.
It's who? Geedy?
Skeet the Young Poet.
Okay, what else, Skeet?
What's up?
I'm sorry. You can't, you know you can't help that when you got there with Skeet Skeet as a name. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. He like, oh, fuck it. Okay, so where you from, babe?
From Miami.
Ooh, Miami. All right. I was just out there not too long ago in Florida.
Okay.
All right, so what's going on with Skeet Skeet?
Not much. I got books out. Work. I got a mixtape dropping in February.
All right. Do I got some music in here?
You should. I know I sent you about 3. I could shoot you some acapella right quick.
Okay. Well, we might get the acapella because I don't know if I'm gonna get a chance to get to your track. But we can get a 16 or something from you.
Yeah, it'll probably be quicker than that.
Go ahead.
So I fell in love with your smile, yeah, your smile is so gorgeous. Next I fell in love with your body, yes indeed, you have a body of a queen. Then I fell in love with your lips, they sucked me in before I knew what was really going on. I began to fall in love with your mind, by then I was losing track of time. I even fell in love with your poetry, I just love the way you look at humanity and society. I found myself falling more in love with your spirituality. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say I fell in love with your voice. So soft, crisp, and beautiful. I hear your voice echoing in my ears at times. I fell in love with your good love and can't forget your soft touches, your soft kisses. How you take control when you're on top. Yeah, I never want the love to stop. Finally, I fell in love with your heart. The way you love me is like no other. Yes, I fell in love with your entire exterior, interior. I fell in love with you all over. That's it.
Okay, all right, Skate. All right, I see you. All right, so listen, we're going to try to get your track in for next week or whatever, because we're toward the end of the show. But give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff where they can reach you.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at S_D_Y_P. They can look up my Facebook.
Oh, I remember you now.
DM Poet.
Okay. All right, now I know who you are. Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
And they could add me. Not really add me because I got too many friends, but I guess follow me now. But www.facebook.com/SkeetTheYoungPoet.
Okay. All right, Skeet. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in. We'll definitely get you in there for next week or whatever. And, USSDYP, right? Yeah, that's
you. Yeah, you know, you spell it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's right. All right, so we're going to get you this for next week. All right, babe, thanks for calling up.
All right.
Shout out to Skeet, man. Shout out to Skeet. Hope you hit me up on Twitter so I can, you know, repost your stuff or whatever. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to 0616. Air It Out Radio. Who is this?
This is Bossman.
Bossman, what up?
Nothing much. Same old.
Okay. All right. Well, we toward the end of the show. You want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff, and how they can reach you.
is Bossman at Twitter is Bossman Entertainment, Bossman Cocktail, Bossman Radio, and there's Bossman. Then Facebook is Bossman, and then Bossman Radio.
Bossman Radio. All right, where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago, Chi-Town. All right. Is it snowing over there?
Nope.
No?
It's 61 degrees.
I need to be there then. All right, babe, I appreciate you calling up. You got your music in here and everything?
Yeah, it should be the Bossman Cocktails, the Skyscraper Money.
All right. So we're definitely going to work on trying to get you in for next week, try to get you up in here. All right. So, all right, thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Air It Out Radio, it's at Chick Fire. Let me take this last call. Who's this? This 2409.
2409, it's Elwell the Great.
What's up, Elwell? How you doing?
How you doing, Fire Chick?
I'm good.
I've just been chilling. Just been working in the studio.
Why are you calling in so late? You know who's toward the end of the show.
Honestly, like, I opened up Fruity Loops at, like, 9:30, and I just closed it. So I was working, getting some beats ready for this little get-together that we having in Norristown on Saturday. Saturday about 12 o'clock from, like, 12 to 6 with producer Big Face Dunny and a few other select guests.
All right.
So I'm just grinding, making sure I got enough work, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, that's what's up. I definitely appreciate you calling them. I know we're toward the end of the show. I can't get to the track, but, you know, hopefully next week we'll be able to get you in there so, you know, you'll be straight for next week.
All right. The track is, the last track I sent you is the new joint. I think I'm pushing it as my single. It's called Ignited, the first single I'm releasing this year. So far, I'm getting a nice feedback from it.
All right.
I'm going to probably be performing it for you, I think, for your show, April 20th.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Well, we definitely going to get that in there and, you know, call me next Monday so we can get that for you or whatever, because
yeah,
I know what's in there. So.
I'll set up the alarm on the phone or something that way. I don't get caught up and look at the time like, oh, we got 7 minutes left.
Alright. It's cool. Alright, babe. Thank you for calling in. I'll talk to you next week. Call up. Alright, babe. Alright. Air It Out Radio with Cedric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. You know I have fun. Shout out to my baby, R Boogie, you know, rest in peace. You know what I mean? All that good stuff. So also, next Monday, you know, check me out as well, 10 to 1, again, right here, same place, same time, all that good stuff. Theme song, I'm still looking for somebody for that, you know what I mean, to make me a new Air It Out song. And also, April the 20th, you know what I mean, the Villa Tour, the Air It Out Tour is still popping. So definitely get with me on all those things. Until then, Mondays, 10 to 1, I'm that Chick Fire, the brown skin huffer. I had fun, but I gotta go. I love y'all to death. Hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Fire Chick, FIYA, Chick, with a K at the end. I love y'all. See y'all on the other side. Mwah.